station of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sim and Thomas Watson, and your hosts Daniel Strom and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burksville, make the short 30-minute drive north from Salina for your next new vehicle.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It's week 16 of the Clay County basketball season. Second-year head coach Matt Walker and his 8-7 Lady Bulldogs look to reestablish their winning ways after dropping the last two contests to York Institute and Macon County. 18th-year head coach Rob Edwards and his 11-4 Bulldog squad are back to full health with the return of Gavin Silk and hope to continue their dominant season. Tonight, the Bulldog teams have made the trip onto the Cumberland Plateau for a District 6A doubleheader against the teams from Monterey High School. Head coach Todd Hess and his 1-13 Lady Wildcats are seeking a much-needed second win, while head coach Adam West and his 15-2 Wildcats look to reign supreme over District 6A. Both boys' teams are tied for first in the district at 4-0, and the winner will be the forerunner. We're coming to you live tonight, courtside, from Monterey High School for Bulldogs and Wildcats.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of Direct TV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will recap last week's games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, ask legendary Lady Dog coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the games are, hear a final word from our host, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
This is the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. We're excited to have you with us for our fifth Bulldog Basketball Game of the Week broadcast on the Horizon Sports Network. For the second time this year, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, set to bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Later on, we'll have the privilege of being joined by former Lady Bulldogs head coach Joe Sims for the girls' game, and then by former Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson for the boys' game. For now, I'm accompanied by the network's analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Daniel, it's a whole new year, and I've been waiting for what seems like forever for this one. Should be a great matchup with Clay County and Monterey tonight, both games. Like I told you, I kind of got the fever and couldn't help but follow Clay County over the holiday. But the whole time, I wanted to be sitting here with you calling them on the Horizon Sports Network.
I missed it as well.
It feels good to have a headset back on, and boy, do we have a couple of good ones tonight.
We certainly do. It's 2018, back half of the season, and we're here at Monterey for the action.
I'm sure these Monterey teams, Lady Wildcat and Wildcat teams, would love nothing better to knock off our black and gold squads tonight. The Lady Wildcats have seen limited success so far, but there's no easy games in this conference for the Lady Dogs. And the boys' game's going to be an instant classic, Daniel. What more could you ask for? Dogs versus Wildcats for the District 6A lead.
It is. Both teams 4-0, and we're going to settle that tonight.
Well, I'm not sure what we got going on here. Hope folks can still hear us. It says we lost connection again. Let's go ahead and try to get through this. I'm also excited about our new color analysts coming back, legendary coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. Get them back saddled up to the broadcast table tonight, and we can't thank them enough for agreeing to be part of the team this season. We got more people to thank, too, Daniel, because we wouldn't be sitting here courtside. The folks here at Monterey really fixed us up. Without the support of them and our sponsors, they've made this happen, and we want them to know how much we appreciate their support.
Certainly do. Monterey, a nice host school. Every place we've traveled to through basketball and football, they've treated us well.
We also want to remind our listeners they can read about all the games each week in the Del Hall Horizon newspaper. We've been publishing now for about 15 years. We need to let them know that the Horizon Sports Network is simply an extension of that. So we hope everybody will pick up a paper next week for full coverage of tonight's game and much more. Like this week, where we published the story announcing the 2017 class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. I'm sure looking forward to next Saturday when those five new members will be inducted. Talk about a who's who of Clay County greats, Coach David Threat, the late Jerry Eads, Heritage member Paul Martin Garrett, and two Lady Dog legends. Michelle Chambers Proctor and Tara Aslock Anderson.
It's a fine class. I know there were, you know, there's been talk over the years, too many people are in the hall, there's nobody left. Well, let me tell you folks, the community proved that there were folks left. These five are as solid as anybody that's ever been voted in. Very exciting to have them joining the ranks of those other legends.
I totally agree. Should be a great night, at the halftime of the girls game next Saturday for that induction. You know, we could talk forever about those greats, but we better get into what we normally call the Horizon Weekly Recap, a summary of what was in print about Clay County teams last week in the newspaper. They played 12 games combined, so we won't have time to go down through all the scoring. We'll give you just a quick rundown of that. After the slow start to the holiday tournament, the Lady Dogs not only rebounded with a win in their final Sonic Shootout contest in Sparta, but also followed it up with a runner-up finish in Sergeant York's Southeastern Christmas Invitational. They finished an even 3-3 over the holiday break and fell just shy of the Sergeant York title in an overtime thriller with host school York Institute to carry an 8-6 overall record back into regular season play Tuesday night in Lafayette, where they came up just short in a close one against the Tigerettes. Clay County knocked off Hickson to cap their Sonic Shootout campaign and dominated both Bledsoe County and Clarksville Academy to get to the Sergeant York Finals. Pretty good showing by the girls, Daniel.
Certainly was, and I tell you, the juggernaut junior duo of Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms both made all-tournament at that Sergeant York Invitational. They combined to average right at 35 points per contest together over the six-game stretch during the holidays. Each of them scored 29 in two different games. Senior Brittany Boone also played well, averaging close to double digits, while her classmate Cara Butterworth had some big moments throughout. Their contributions, paired with solid play from junior Maddie Harlan and freshman Rachel Copas and Katie Arms, led to the Lady Dogs' successful holiday stint. It is a nice 2 weeks for those guys.
There's no doubt about that. And on the boys' side, it would be an understatement to say Clay County basketball team had a merry holiday season, Daniel. Not only did they come up just one game shy of going undefeated through a tough six-game stretch, but they also brought home their first championship of the season in the form of the Sergeant York Southeastern Christmas Invitational title. They went 2-1 down a murderer's row of teams from higher classifications before Christmas, with a third-place finish at the Sonic Shootout in Sparta, before sweeping 3 to win the second tournament they played in over the holiday break.
You know, and they did all that behind unselfish play and consistent scoring from all five starters. They all averaged double digits throughout. They were led by junior Landon Woodcock with 18.3 average. Sophomore Mason Sharp had a 14.3 average. Juniors Heath Kimes, 12.3 average, and B.J. Emerton with 10.5, along with Jake Ashlock, the sophomore, with a 10.1 average, put all those starters averaging double figures.
Wow.
Woodcock was named the Sergeant York MVP and also, along with Ashlock, made the Sonic Shootout All-Tournament team. Kimes and Emerton joined Woodcock on the Sergeant York All-Tournament team, and reserve juniors Ben Bailey and Sage Tiernan, along with freshman Gunnar Silk, played big minutes in both events as well.
They did. I thought the Dogs really came into their own over that stretch and getting ready for this stretch of conference games they got in front of them. That wraps up the Horizon Weekly Recap, a summary of what was in print last week. We're only about 31 minutes away from the Lady Dogs tip, and we're about to take a break. But before we do, we want to encourage everybody listening to share our link for us. Contact at least one friend, family member, or whoever. Tell them to go to DelhollaHorizon.com and listen tonight to the games. And make sure they know anytime they can go back and listen to any contest, because they're always there on our archives link. While you folks do that, enjoy these words from our sponsors and stay with us for more of our pregame show to come here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs. All powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. To begin, let's take a look at the championship history of tonight's teams. The Lady Wildcats have never qualified for the state tournament. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances. Those were 1992 through 95, 97 and 98, 2001 and 2, 2004, and then in 2012. We have had 3 Elite Eight eliminations, 2 Final Four eliminations, 4 state runner-ups, and 1 state championship. Now we'll look at the series with Monterey. We'll mention again that our series history goes back to the 2008 season, that being the first year after consolidation in Clay County. This is the 26th meeting with Monterey since 2008. The Lady Bulldogs are 21-4 against the Lady Wildcats during that time. We currently hold a 6-game winning streak in the series. The Black and Gold have averaged 52 points a game against Monterey and have allowed them 39 points a game over the last 25 contests. Several Lady Dogs have had individual success in this series. These Lady Dog individual numbers date back to 1987 when Joe Sims began his career as head coach. We're still compiling this information, but for now we're going to give you what we've got. And we're going to start off with blocks. And we have a set minimum of 3 in this area. These are all against the Wildcats over the years. Tied for third, several ladies. Jan Arms in 1988. Tia Ashlock in 93. Misty Brown in 94. Crystal Davis in 95. Melissa Denton in 92. And Ashlyn Browning in 16. All are tied for third with 3 blocks in the game against Monterey. The top 2 tied for first, we see McKenna Miles in 2016 and Riley Edwards in 2015. They each had 4 blocks against the Lady Wildcats.
Moving on to steals in the game, we have several tied for 7th with 3 steals. I'm sorry, tied for 3rd with 7 steals. I'll get it right in a minute. Amanda Kendall in 1997, Casey Cooper 2011, Crystal Davis 1994, Lori Denton, 1993, Jada Kerr, 2016, Sonia Smith in 1991, and Jada Kerr also did it in 2017. All had 7 steals in a contest versus the Lady Wildcats. Second on the list, Sonia Smith had 8 steals in 1992, and there she is at the top, Amanda Kendall, 9 steals in a game back in 1997.
All that against Monterey. Rebounds against the Lady Wildcats. 3 ladies tied for 5th with 11 rebounds each. Jody Hull in 1988. Jada Kerr in 2015. Emma Ogletree in 2012. 3 ladies tied at 2nd with 12 rebounds in the game against Monterey. Jan Arms in 1989. Casey Cooper in 2012 and Jada Kerr in 2015. And atop the rebound list against Monterey with 13 in a contest was Alex Grace in 2013.
Assist in a game against Monterey, tied for 5th, are Emma Ogletree in 2011 and Sonia Smith in 1992. Both had 7 assists in single game. Coming in all tied for 1st with 9 assists, to be at the top of the assist leaders against the Lady Wildcats. Emily McLaren, my classmate, in 1995. Sonia Smith in 1992. Melissa Webb in 94. And that's well, tied, actually, but the last one on the list, Ashley Owens in 2014.
Moving on to free throws made, a minimum of 10 in a contest. Only one lady here, Caitlin McLean, hit 11 free throws in 2014 against Monterey. And we'll go ahead and do three-pointers made, two listings. Sydney Roach hit 5 against them in 2012. And Taylor Strong, just last year, she hit 9 three-pointers. Not only is that a record against Monterey, that is, to my knowledge, a Salina High School / Clay County High School record. Not sure about the old Hermitage Springs days, if anybody over there hit 9 or more, but that's still a record as far as I know, 9 in a contest.
Heck of a game. Well, just moving on to points. These are players with 20 minimum in a game, 20 points in a game. We have three tied for 11th with 20. Melissa Denton, Amanda Kendall, and Jada Kerr. We have Jody Hull and Amanda Kendall with 21 points apiece, tied for 9th. Jan Arms is tied for 5th with three others, Tia Burchett, Jada Kerr, and Sydney Roach with 22 points in the game versus Lady Wildcats.
Moving on up to the top four, Crystal Davis in 95 scored 23 against Monterey. At third, Crystal Davis again scored 24 against them in a different game in 95. Jada Kerr scored 29 last year. And Taylor Strong, behind those 9 three-pointers, hit 35 last year for the all-time score. Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Monterey Wildcats made two appearances in the state tournament. Those came in 1923 and 1978. Each of those trips resulted in opening round losses. The Clay County boys have made 8 state tournaments. They qualified in 1984 through 86, 2006, 2011, and 2015 through 17. We have had 6 Elite Eight eliminations, 1 Final Four elimination, and 1 state runner-up. Concerning the series with Monterey, this is the 24th meeting since consolidation, and the Clay County boys have been almost perfect. They hold a 22-1 record against the Wildcats. The lone blemish came in 2014. The black and gold have an 8-game winning streak in this series entering tonight's matchup. The Bulldogs average 57 points per game against the Wildcats, while they allow 42 to Monterey on average. Several players have had success in many categories against Monterey. We'll list those now. Not as diverse as the girls yet, but we'll get there. Thomas, I'll let you start.
Wyatt Mabry in 2015 and 2016 sits atop the blocks list with 3 in both years.
Steals now, 3 guys tied for first with 5 apiece against Monterey. Sean Garrett in 09, Corey Hamilton in 11, and Tyreek Key in 2015.
Rebounds, we got tied for third are Tyreek Key and Sean Garrett with 10 apiece. Key did it in 17, Sean Garrett did it in 2008. There's Tyreek Key again tied with Sean for second place with 11 rebounds. Key in 16, Sean Garrett in 2009. And Tyreek Key at the top, 13 rebounds in 2017 against the Wildcats.
Moving on to assist, we see 4 guys tied in fourth with 5 assists each. Joe Adams, 2010, Tyreek Key twice in 15 and then in 16, and Dawson Russell last year, 2017. John Wayne Browning is tied with Tyreek Key in second with 7 assists each against them. Browning in 16 and Tyreek Key last year in 17. And sitting atop the assist list, Ethan Birdwell had 8 assists against Monterey in 2008.
Free throws made in the game, Tyreek Key made 13 last season against the Wildcats to lead that category. Three-pointers made in the game, Trent Bowles nailed 5 back in 2011.
Now we'll look at points, 20 or more against Monterey. 2015, Tyreek Key had 21. Back in 1975, Bill Napier and James Trobaugh each had 21. They were all tied for 9. Dylan Carter and Tyreek Key are tied for 7th. They had 24 each, Carter in 2013, Key in 15. And there's Trent Bowles, probably behind those 5 three-pointers in 2011. He had 26 to come in 6th place.
And the greatest of all time holds down the top 5 spots, Daniel. Tyreek Key, 31 points in 2016 in one game. The next game they played, 35 points. 2017, did it 3 times, Daniel. Had 38 one game, 43 the next, and number 1 had 44 points. Tyreek Key at the top.
Highly impressive. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. Stay with us here for a short word after our sponsors here. You're listening to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Solana Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Holly's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Solana and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next, we will hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Ask legendary coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the game are for the Lady Dogs. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Monterey tonight, where the 11-4 Dogs will take on the 15-2 Wildcats, hoping to remain unbeaten in District 6A play. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. It's good to be back here with you, coach.
Well, it's been a while. It was last year, Thomas, as a matter of fact, last time we talked.
It sure was. Last year, I thought your team played really well against some good competition over the holiday break.
Well, I thought we closed out 2017 well. That's one of the things we talked about going into the York tournament up there. We did play some good competition. I mean, we played some good we didn't play any bad teams over Christmas break, and I hope that helps us down the stretch.
Well, they were impressive. Like I told you, I kind of got the fever. I couldn't help myself but go watch y'all play, and I'm glad I did. I mean, they were some great teams, some great games, and you only lost one. Pretty good record, too. 5-1, I think you went over the six-game stretch.
We did, and we lost to Warren County, who's a quality team. I think they're 15-2 or something right now. So that's AAA level. So yeah, I thought we got a lot out of the 2 weeks of tournaments we played. I thought played some younger guys, some inexperienced guys, and got them some minutes. And as I said a few minutes ago, I hope that helps us down the road.
And like last year when you won the Nero White, got a championship, your first of the season, the Sergeant York Invitational Championship.
Well, yeah, it's my first Christmas championship in 2 years because I wasn't at the Nero White championship. I had the flu that day and didn't go. But, yeah, it was a great tournament. The Hall Pharmacy folks that put that thing on, they did an outstanding job.
I agree.
Of running the tournament. Everything went smoothly, and fortunately we were able to go up there and get three wins.
and your team did it with, you can only describe it as unselfish play. All five of your starters averaged double figures over that six-game stretch.
Well, Thomas, that's something that we've said from the very beginning of the season. Is that these guys, they don't care who scores the points. They don't care, who has the big game. You know, I mean, the first game up there at York, BJ was the hero. He hit the winning shot. And then, the next game, I think Landon had a big game, or Mason Sharp. And then Heath Kimes had a great game or two. And Jake controlled the glass for us. And, yeah. it's just a team. It's a true team effort every night that we go on the floor.
And it makes them fun to watch. And moving forward, I know you had him back Tuesday night. Your leading returning scorer from last year, coming back from an ankle injury, Gavin Silk's back, isn't he, Coach?
We're absolutely happy to have him back, that's for sure. He's about 75% right now, I would imagine. He's not doing much in practice. I'm not letting him do any drills or anything where he can aggravate that injury. But he is getting some minutes in the game. We're going to gradually work him back in. And hopefully here in a couple of weeks, he'll be back closer to 100% and be able to go back to doing what he was doing early in the season for us.
Well, you said gradually working back in, so he won't be starting tonight?
No, he's not going to start tonight. I don't know. We just have to see how that thing holds up, how that foot holds up over the next few days and over the weekend for sure, and see what is, he's a tough kid, but, whatever he can stand pretty much is what we're going to look at before we get him back to starting spot.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him back on the floor tonight. I know a lot of people are too. And this is a big one tonight, Coach. The Dogs and the Wildcats, they're currently tied at the top of District 6A standings with 4-0 records.
Well, you're correct. You're never incorrect in these interviews, Thomas. You always hit me with the facts, that's for sure. Monterey is a quality team. They've got I think we're going to talk about in a minute maybe the personnel and such, but 15-2 I think is what they are, and seems like everybody we played 15-2, but they're a quality team, and they were picked second in the preseason district coaches poll, and they're well deserved.
And we talked about it in a pre-interview here that their only two losses have come to a pair of teams that we come up short against too. Macon County, who we fell to earlier in the week, and then Van Buren, who's led by Caden Mills. Fair to say it's a pretty even matchup tonight when you take that into account?
I think so. Just looking at the common opponents, margins of victory and that sort of thing, I think it's probably a pretty even matchup. Personnel-wise, if you look at it on paper, they probably have the advantage just because of their size.
And you talked about personnel. Michael Cody, not sure how big he is. I know he's a big guy that can kind of step outside, too. Already signed to play at the next level. Talk about him, but that's not all he got.
No, Michael's a quality player. He's about 6'6 or 6'7, and he can step out and make threes, so it's a difficult matchup for us just because, number one, we don't have anybody close to that size. We can guard him on the perimeter, but hopefully that's where he stays tonight for most of the game. But, he's a good rebounder and good footwork inside and gave us some problems last year. They also have Dalton Coleman, who's another 6'5", big, strong kid inside. A good rebounder. I think Cody's their leading scorer and Coleman's their second leading scorer. So they get it done in the paint a lot. We've got to try tonight to keep those guys out of the paint.
Well, that's my next question. You may have answered it there, but they've also got some capable guards. What's the plan going in? You said keep them out of the paint, but what else do we have to do to come out on top in this big-time conference game tonight, Coach?
Well, I think that, I don't know that we can keep them out of the paint, but if we can control the paint and not let them dominate us inside, that's going to go a long way toward us winning. They've got some pretty good guard play, a couple good shooters. So we're going to have to find somebody that we can help inside and double in the post. And, I don't know that we can win the battle on the boards, but if we can just break even or just keep it within one or two, either way, then I feel like we got a good chance.
Sounds like a good plan to me. That's why you're the coach. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. We're looking forward to tonight, and I know you are. Good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here next Friday, January 12th, with Coach Edwards to preview the Dogs' home matchup with another big conference game now, neighboring county rival Red Bowling Springs. We hope you'll join us then.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Versatile Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrich service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV, we've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Versatile, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Monterey tonight, where the 8-7 Lady Dogs will take on the 1-13 Lady Wildcats, hoping to break 500 in District 6A play. I'm here with Head Coach Matt Walker for this week's edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. It's good to be back here with you, Coach.
Good to have you here.
After that tough two-game stretch in the Sonic Shootout, your team bounced back with a win in the final game there and got to the Sergeant York Finals to break even over the holiday break. Not a bad showing by your team during that tough six-game stretch, I thought it was.
No, we knew going in that all the teams we played was going to be high quality. In the Sonic Shootout, the two teams on our side of the bracket was 10-1 and 11-1.
Right.
So we knew no matter who we played, and even the other team was, I think, 11-1. So even the loser was going to have a great record. So we knew we had at least a tough two games ahead of us there. And responded well the last day, come out and took care of business like we should have. And then in the Sergeant York tournament, you know, the first team we played was, I think, 11-4 maybe, district champ, was in the district runner-up for their double-A district last year. We knew they was capable of beating us. And then Clarksville Academy in the second round come in with a shining record as well. We knew they was capable of beating us. But as I told the girls, once you get away from home, you know, records are pretty deceiving.
They are.
So then,
as tough as basketball is around here, you know, we're sitting at close to 500 where we dominated those 15-2 or 11-4 teams during the Christmas break.
Yeah, I hope they look at our record, these teams from outside of our area, and then kind of look past us. But the best ball in the states are in the Upper Cumberland. And then they're in that championship game playing another Upper Cumberland team in York. We knew we'd have a test ahead of us. We'd scrimmaged them a couple times and been pretty close with them before, and pretty exciting game to watch.
It was an overtime thriller is how I described it in the newspaper, just a back-and-forth game throughout. Just came up a little short of that championship.
We did. As I mentioned, we played them in the summer, and then we played them here in a scrimmage. But preseason games are totally different versus when the lights come on for real, especially in the championship game of their own tournament they're hosting.
and they come out and shot the ball extremely well and put us in a pressure situation there in the fourth quarter and overtime, which is what our young team needs.
Well, I agree with that, but still well played, I thought. Went 3-3 over the six-game stretch, but against pretty good competition and rebounded with that good showing in the final tournament. And you did it behind, again, the consistency of that junior duo, Taylor Strong and Kenji Arms, who I think they combined to average right around 35 points a game during that stretch.
Yeah, we knew based off last year that Taylor and Kenji was going to have a great senior year, but I think they've exceeded even mine and the opposing coaches, I'm sure, expectations every game. You know, it's not like they're not game planning for them. They're going to see the bulk of the defense, and somehow or another, they still find a way to get their points.
They do, and besides them, I thought a lot of girls stepped up for you, Coach, played some big minutes. The seniors, Brittany Boone and Cara Butterworth, had some moments to shine. Junior Maddie Harlan, and then the freshman reserves, Rachel Copas and Katie Arms. Game in, game out, it was pretty much a team effort.
Yeah, I was tickled with our contributions, especially from Katie, you know, another freshman that stepped up over the course of Christmas and really gave us some energy during the course of Christmas and really stepped her game up. Pretty balanced attack as well. I know Maddie had one great game where I think she had 11 or 12 points over Christmas. Right before Christmas, Brittany Boone had 14 rebounds against Pickett. So night in, night out, somebody's going to step up. Cara Butterworth made two big free throws just in the York game into overtime, so... To go along with our two main scorers, we're getting contributions from everybody.
And that's important. Besides those holiday tournaments, Coach, your team's been right in games with top-notch teams. We talked about how good Upper Cumberland basketball is on the girls' side. You know, you lost close ones to Piggott County and York, which you talked about. And then last Tuesday night, had a shot to knock off Macon County, who's also highly touted. But we couldn't quite close the deal in those.
One of the things that I'm extremely proud of is our girls are fearless. Playing number 5 AA ranked Macon County, they thought they was as good or better than Macon. When Pickett came here, we thought we could beat them. We think we're as good as in those teams, and that's the first step is get that mindset that you can compete and beat anybody. Now the second step is just a sign of a growing team. We got to figure out a way to win those close games. Against York, we missed some free throws late. York and Macon, we had some turnovers late. And then against Pickett, you know, we struggled to make a shot. But we had the ball in Taylor's hands for a three, and Kenzie missed the layup. So, you know, we just got to make a shot. Somebody's just got to learn how to deal with the pressure and make a free throw or make a big shot whenever we need a basket. And then take care of the ball late game.
And that's part of this team growing. You're getting in those games. Just like you say, you're not scared of Pickett County, who's ranked number 1 in the state or whatnot. I thought they took a big step just being in those games.
I think so, too. You know, the first steps to be in them, you know, every team goes through it. You got a growing pains of a team. You know, we've got a freshman point guard on the floor most of the time as far as late games. And then Maddie wasn't exactly in a whole lot of late games. So our two ball handlers that's handling it most of the time are pretty inexperienced in terms of pressure situations. And then Tyler and Kenzie, you know, Tyler and Kenzie's got to step up and make their free throws and get a basket whenever everybody in the gym knows what's coming. They've got to find a way to make a shot.
Right. Well, you got to kind of carry that momentum of knowing you can play with anybody into this upcoming stretch of conference games. I mean, that's pretty much all we got left all the way through the rest of the season. And this game tonight's important. I mean, you're going down to Monterey. The record isn't much. I think they've won one game. But in this league, records can be deceiving, just like you said.
Oh, in the Upper Cumberland, every game is going to be a battle, especially on the road. I go back to the scoreboard from the other night. Van Buren went to Jackson and beat Jackson by 15 points, and that's a team that we handled pretty easy earlier in the season. But that just goes to show you that across the Upper Cumberland, any given night, especially on the road, teams can get hot and can give you fits.
What do we got to do tonight to come out on top at Monterey, Coach?
We just got to play our game, get back to playing our style of ball, and not a whole lot of pressure as far as that goes. We're going on the road, but based on the teams we played the last 2 or 3 weeks, we sure shouldn't be intimidated. We played, you know, one of the best double-A teams in the state, Pickett, one of the best single-A teams in the state, plus our Christmas competition being double-A and triple-A teams. So I think we'll be okay as long as we just show up and play our style of ball.
I agree with you, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here next Friday, January 12th, with Coach Walker, to preview the Dogs' home matchup with neighboring county rival Red Bowling Springs. We hope you'll join us then.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Solana Lumber, the Getting Place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs. All powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. T-insert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We return here to Monterey High School, and we're a few minutes away from girls action between Clay County and Monterey. It's time now for Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, when I went by Ollie's earlier today, Tipsy told me that tonight was all about the lady dogs taking care of business here in Monterey, and I have to agree. Like I told Coach Sims another time, it's like we play the best or the worst and nothing in between. And we all know what kind of team we're up against tonight. They won one game, so our girls just need to go out fast, end this one early, because if they don't, it could be one of those ugly finishes like we saw in part of their games over the holiday break. The last time Taylor Strong played in this gym, like you mentioned, she broke records. I think we see her get hot from behind the arc tonight, and Monterey doesn't have anybody even close to being able to guard Kenzie Arms. So if those two spark the blowout early, reserves see a lot of action, and the Lady Dogs roll tonight.
Sounds good to me. That's been Tipsy's final take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul today. At this time, we'll go ahead and bring you the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy girls starting lineups. Starting for Monterey High School Lady Wildcats, a sophomore, number 15, Daniela D'Agostino. A sophomore, number 20, Faith Walker. A sophomore, number 32, Anna Hudson. A senior, number 11, Stephanie Hull. A sophomore, number 22, Caitlin Moorhead. Starting for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, will be a senior number 30, Brittany Boone, senior number 44, Cara Butterworth, junior number 10, Taylor Strong, junior number 23, Kenzie Arms, and junior number 32, Maddie Harlan. And we are now preparing for tip-off here at Monterey High School. We're courtside. It's the 8-7 Lady Bulldogs against the 1-13 Lady Wildcats from Monterey. And the ball has been tipped off. Monterey takes possession. Hudson has it at the top of the key. Threw it to the left corner to Walker, and it went out of bounds. We are accompanied now by former head coach Joe Sims, who's been with us all year. Coach, nice to have you up on the plateau with us tonight.
Thanks. I was a little late getting here, but good to be here.
And now Clay County has possession. Harlan has it top of the key. She goes to Arms left wing, and that ball goes out of bounds off of Arms' fingertips, and Monterey will have possession. 7:42 in this scoreless first quarter. Walker inbounds, pressure in the backcourt by Clay County as the ball was being handled by Hull. Hull now gets it over to Hudson. Hudson back to Walker. She fires a three. No good. Rebound, Kenzie Arms. And here Kenzie comes pushing it to Boone. She'll have a layup to Temp in the front court. And a charge is called. Shot was no good, but a charge called anyway against Brittany Boone. Clay County's first foul of this game.
You look like she hardly got there, Coach.
No, I thought she was kind of moving herself, but it's official didn't see it that way.
Lady Wildcats inbound the ball. It's in the hands of D'Agostino. She passes forward to Moorhead. Moorhead now under pressure from Boone. She gets it away, though, to Walker. Back to Moorhead. She fires a three from the top of the key and nothing but net. The Lady Wildcats lead 3-0 with 1 minute gone from this game. 7 minutes remain here in the first quarter. Harlan runs the point tonight for Clay County. She has it at the top of the key, works the high post to Taylor Strong, a dangerous score from anywhere on the floor, and she gets her first two from about 8 feet out in the paint tonight. Looks like they're wanting to post up Taylor Strong tonight.
Monterey's come out playing a box of one. She's not going to be able to get the ball out on the floor, and if they can get to her at the high post right there and she knew what she did then, she'll put it on the floor, make something happen that way.
Well, it certainly did work, as we see in the backcourt of Clay County produced as a turnover against Monterey, and Clay County comes down, works it now to Butterworth at left block. She'll put up the jumper, and it's good from there. Clay County continues pressure, full court pressure in the backcourt as they lead 4-3 here at 6:15. Hudson now crosses the timeline. She works it over to Walker, fires a three, no good. Rebound, Kenzie Arms. Arms brings the ball down the floor, kicks it to Butterworth, right wing. She fires from three, no good. Rebound, Taylor Strong. She gets the ball to Maddie Harlan at the top of the key. Back to Strong, left wing, drives inside, and will be fouled. Foul should be called on number 20, Faith Walker, her first of the night, Monterey's first.
After those first two early turnovers, Clay County got things together and got the lead back here. I've always been amazed by Kenzie Arms how she can pull that rebound down, Coach, and start the break on her own.
Yeah, she does a good job with that. She just a big girl. You know, that can handle the ball and, you know, not afraid to.
Butterworth now with the ball top of the key. Fires a three-pointer, no good. Strong with the rebound, but she was fouled. Over the back, foul call against Faith Walker, her second, team second. Strong will go to the line to shoot two. Strong, a good free throw shooter. She's a 70% shooter from the field this year and misses that first one. She was 69 of 99 before that shot. Make it 69 of 100 now. She hits the second. Clay County leads 5-3. 5:45 remains here in the first quarter. Monterey inbounds the ball. D'Agostino has it. Works it over to Moorhead, right wing. Back up at the top of the key to D'Agostino. She fires a 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebound Monterey. Rebound Hudson. She goes back up. And that ball ends up ending up in the hands of Kenzie Arms. Quickly, Kenzie brings it down, works it to Taylor Strong, and she'll be fouled on her little jump shot and go to the line for two more. Kenzie, it's almost like the roles at this point in time have been reversed between Taylor and Kenzie.
Break tonight. Well, she does every game, you know, some, but this early in this game, she's done run it about three times, I believe.
She has.
Nice kick off of Taylor. Penetrating, got fouled. They're going to try to not give Taylor a shot out on the floor.
First free throw was good by Strong, as well as the second. Clay County now leads 7-3. 5:24 remains in the first quarter. D'Agostino has it. She'll cross the timeline and enter a trap of Boone and Harlan. But a foul called against Maddie Harlan, her first, team second of this first half. Walker inbound from Honoree. Has trouble finding a girl. Finally, she works it in to Moorhead. Moorhead has it in the left corner, defended by Arms. Now at the top of the key in the hands of Faith Walker. She works it over to D'Agostino. D'Agostino goes to Hudson, who drives into the paint, loses a handle on the ball, and it's a turnover. Clay County will have possession.
Pretty good defense so far by the Lady Dogs, I think. What are we playing, Coach? Just a matchup zone on this end?
Straight man tonight.
Clay County down the offensive end. Butterworth, left wing, goes inside to Strong. She gets an assist, and she feeds Kenzie Arms in the paint. And Arms will have her first points of the night as Clay County now leads 9-3. 4:40 remains. Full court pressure still on by Coach Walker and his Lady Bulldogs. Monterey beats that pressure, though, gets it down. Moorhead will fire a three-pointer, no good. Rebound Taylor Strong. She'll press the issue now. Has it at high post. But was stripped clean of that ball by sophomore Anna Hudson. And Monterey now in transition trying to come up with points. Moorhead has it. Throws it left wing over to Hudson. She fires a three, no good. Rebound, though, by Walker, who goes back up, no good. Rebound now by Stephanie Hull, and she finally, on the third attempt, Coach Sims on their end, they get
more. Get enough shots, you'll have to hit one.
Butterworth now for Clay County, feeds Boone in the left corner. Boone at the top of the key now goes to Harlan. Harlan over to Strong. Strong drive, shoots the jumper off the glass, no good. Rebound Hudson from Monterey. Hudson gets the ball over to Hull. Hull now works the ball to D'Agostino. She'll run the point for the time being, defended by Maddie Harlan. Clay County leads 9-5, 3:30 left in the opening quarter of play. Hull shoots about a 12-foot jumper from the right block. No good. Rebound Brittany Boone, and she'll be fouled there by Caitlin Moorhead. Foul on the floor, not a shooting foul. Fourth team foul for Monterey. And head coach Matt Walker takes a 30-second timeout. Your score, Clay County 9, Monterey 5. We'll be right back.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here to Monterey High School, and we see the entrance of Emily Copas into this game. Rachel Copas, I've done that all year long. Rachel Copas and Katie Arms have entered the contest. Clay County leads 9-5, 3:15 remaining. And now Copas loses a handle on the ball, well defended by Monterey, and a jump ball call. Possession arrow in the favor of Clay County as Monterey got that opening tip-off. Now the arrow after this possession will go back to the Lady Wildcats' favor. Rachel Copas inbound from the baseline, feeds it into Arms. She goes up and is fouled. She'll be heading to the line for two. She was fouled on the play by Anna Hudson. The Lady Wildcats, Coach Sims, starting a lot of sophomores. I see four sophomores and one senior in their starting lineup.
Yeah, I remember most of these girls playing last year. I thought they did pretty good last year, but evidently they've not progressed a whole lot since they've only won one game this year.
As we mentioned in some of the interviews earlier, and as you know better than anybody, sometimes records can be a little deceiving in this conference, playing all these good teams.
That's true. And you worry about, you know, being mentally ready to play against a team that's only won one game. That's kind of what I always worried about more than anything, was being mentally ready to play.
Thomas, update on those free throws from Arms. Hit the first.
Made them both.
Made them both. Both three-pointer good there taken. Had my Copas, Rachel Copas with a three-pointer. We'll get caught back up. We're sitting courtside here, so if you don't have your head pointing a certain way, you miss some of the action. Three-point shot taken by Stephanie Hull, and good for Monterey. Now it's 14-8. Clay County leads. after those arms free throws and that Copas three-pointer, we're up to 14, but Monterey has eight of their own. 2.5 minutes remaining here. Katie Arms, ball top of the key. She goes to Kenzie Arms, left block, drives in, layup, no good. Rebound by Arms, puts it back up, and her putback attempt is good. Two more for Arms. 16-8 now, Clay County leads. 2:20 remains. Taylor Strong with good defense. Jumps in front of a pass intended for Caitlin Moorhead, knocking it out of bounds. Monterey will maintain possession, though. Lauren Clark has checked in for Monterey. She'll inbound the ball from the sideline.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Daniel. This is our first courtside appearance down here, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
When we got here, Monterey had us set up with a nice spot.
They did. We are courtside as we see two more points for Clay County, and I'll be darned if I didn't miss that one. Thomas
Boone
with those. A steal by Boone, and she converted with points. As now Monterey crosses the timeline, works it down into the paint where Faith Walker tries a two-point shot. No good. Rebound by Brittany Boone. Boone feeds Rachel Copas. She runs the point now. Top of the key goes to Taylor Strong, right wing. Strong drives inside. Good assist by Strong to Brittany Boone. Two more points for Boone. And now Clay County leads 20-8 with 1:42 on the clock. Lady Wildcats get across to the timeline. Ball's at the top of the key in the hands of Walker. Walker goes inside to Jesse Walker. That was Faith Walker who fed Jesse Walker. Walker's shot was no good. Rebound Katie Arms. She presses up, gets it to Copas. Now to Strong. Fires her first three of the night. No good. Rebound DeAugustino for the Monterey Lady Wildcats. 1 minute remains here in this opening quarter play. Clay County up 20-8. Faith Walker takes a long jumper. No good. Rebound by Clay County. Rachel Copas. She comes up, goes in for a layup, uncontested, no good. Gets her own rebound, though, puts it back up this time from left block, and Rachel Copas has points now. Five, those two coupled with her three-pointer from before. Foul now being called against Clay County. Taylor Strong, I believe, her first, team's third. 49.3 seconds remaining here. Yeah, Thomas, I almost prefer the higher vantage point.
I think I may do.
The top row of the bleacher sitting courtside has its advantages. You're closer to the action, but it's a little harder to keep up with it. Monterey tries to inbound the ball, but Clay County adds pressure and knocks it out of bounds.
Well, you know, it may be rough on you and I, but Coach Sims had plenty of practice being courtside.
This is old hand for me.
Turnover now in the back court for Clay County. Boone came up with a steal, fed Maddie Harlan, who attempted a three-pointer, no good, but she was fouled on the play, and Harlan will go to the line to shoot three with 43 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter of play. Clay County does lead 22-8. Harlan's first is no good.
Although I can feel more comfortable by squatting down right by the floor.
Yeah,
I finally got so old I had to quit that. I think I was squatting
with it anymore. Get down and can't get back up.
Years, I had to give it up.
Harlan's second free throw as well was no good. And the third she connects on, and it is good. 23-8 now the lead for Clay County. 43 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Monterey to inbound. Full court press still on. Boone comes up with a takeaway but loses it off her fingertips out of bounds. Monterey simply cannot handle this full court pressure that the Lady Bulldogs are putting on.
They're having a hard time. They're getting it down most of the time, but they're struggling. Then once they get down, they make a bad decision most of the time.
We did see them cross the timeline right there, and DeAugustino, under pressure from Boone, was forced to step out of bounds, and resulting in a turnover for Clay County. Taylor Strong checks back into the contest. Katie Arms will have a seat on the floor for Clay County right now. We see Kelsey Roten, Maddie Harlan, Taylor Strong, Kenzie Arms, and Rachel Copas. 30 seconds left in this opening stanza of play from Monterey High School. Copas has the ball top of the key, runs a set play, directing the offensive players for Clay County. She gets it to Harlan. Harlan inside the Arms in the paint. She puts it up from underneath the goal. Two more for Kenzie Arms.
We don't have any two that can guard Kenzie.
No.
That's a long one.
10 seconds now. D'Agostino presses the issue, gets across the timeline, but her pocket is picked by Taylor Strong, who feeds Kenzie Arms, who feeds Copas. 1 second left. Back to Arms. She puts up a shot. No good. At the end of one, Clay County leads 25-8. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We return here to Monterey High School for the start of the second quarter, and Clay County leads 25-8. Monterey Wildcats, Lady Wildcats rather, in possession of the ball. Moorhead puts up a shot from left block, no good. Rebound to Kenzie Arms. She feeds Taylor Strong. He'll go the distance of the court and be fouled on a layup, and Taylor will go to the line to shoot two more free throw attempts.
Taylor Strong finished with five in that quarter, shooting for seven here. But Kenzie Arms, like you said, Coach, they don't have anybody that can guard her. 8 points in the first quarter.
Oh, she gets posted up down there. She'll get a good shot. She might not hit it, but she'll get a good.
Strong misses the first free throw attempt, has the ball, and eyes the second. Ball's away. Shot is good. Clay County now leads 26-8. Full court pressure still being applied here against the Wildcats in the Bulldog backcourt. Once again, though, the Wildcats beat it. That's Anna Hudson crosses the timeline. But as you mentioned, Coach Sims, when they get across, they sometimes have trouble as they threw that ball away.
I have a hard time passing it. I just doing the simple things, seems like.
If they go slow, we trap them. If they go quick, they lose the ball out of control. Of course, certainly the head coach Matt Walker pleased with that result.
Oh, yeah.
Clay County now in possession. Copas goes inside to Taylor Strong, who's been working in the paint all night tonight. A bit uncharacteristic. As you mentioned, the boxing one defense that's being applied has forced her to change her game up. She'll be fouled again and go to the line for two more. First one's up. Good. 27-8 now is the lead. Strong will have the right to shoot another one here. 18 fouls now for Monterey. Second free throw is no good by Strong. Rebounded by Anna Hudson. Hudson goes to Hannah Mueller. Mueller back across to Hudson. Hudson back to Mueller. In the right corner with Moorhead, who's in a trap of Arms and Strong. Gets the ball away, though. Into the hands of Mueller. Mueller trying to go baseline. Defended by Carr Butterworth. Stepped out of bounds. Butterworth inbounds. 7 minutes remaining here in the first half, and Clay County already with a big 27-8 lead.
Coach, talk a little bit about putting Taylor at the free throw line like that. I mean, you see a lot of things against a boxing one, but
well,
I don't know that I've ever seen that before.
I don't know if I ever tried to run that either, but if they're playing behind her and you get her the ball, then, you know, she can do something with it. So I'm sure that's what Matt's thinking right there. I'm sure he's worked on it, too.
Strong again scores right now. Two more from left block. Most of those points coming either from the free throw line or the interior of the defense tonight for Strong. As we see Monterey score, I believe that basket was by Caitlin Moorhead. And now Rachel Copas quickly comes the other way, drives in, and shoots a little runner from the left block herself that's good for Clay County. 31-10, the new lead. Monterey under duress in the backcourt once again from the Lady Bulldogs, and they beat that press, get it down across the timeline, into the hands of Hannah Mueller. She works inside the hole. Hole walks now. Another turnover for the Lady Wildcats. Butterworth inbounds to Copas.
Monterey's went away from their box of one now. I think they're playing a straight 1-2-2.
1-2-2 zone now. That offensive play by Strong kind of surprised them, I suppose.
Didn't fare too well. She's still scoring at will almost, so.
Maddie Harlan, three-point attempt, no good. Rebound by Daniela DiAgostino, the sophomore from Monterey. She runs the point. Works inside to Anna Hudson into the paint. Hudson loses the ball, but it's knocked out by Clay County, and Monterey will maintain possession. Substitutes coming in for both teams now. Rachel Copas will have a seat, and we see Katie Arms come in for her. Monterey in possession. Jesse Walker has it. Feeds it out to DiAgostino, left wing. She'll dribble back to the top of the key where she's trapped by Harlan and Arms. Excellent defense, but she gets out of there somehow. Worked the ball over to try to get that girl's number. Number 12, Lauren Clark, who double dribbled. Another turnover. Harlan now runs the point for Clay County. Five minutes remain here in the second quarter. Clay County leads 31-10. Butterworth with it on left wing. Over to Katie Arms, to Harlan, to Strong. Fires the three, no good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. She goes back out at the top of the key to Harlan. Harlan thinks about a three-pointer, changes her mind. Back to Strong. Arms now has it, begins to drive, loses a handle on the ball, though, and Moorhead comes up with it for Monterey.
Kind of a sloppy play there for Katie Arms, but Coach Walker talked to how she kind of stepped up over the holiday tournaments and played pretty well,
yeah,
Coach Sam.
I saw her up at York in the finals. You know, I think she's played pretty good all year. She's evidently she can really shoot the ball, but she's real hesitant about shooting in the game.
Points now for Monterey off the hand of Jesse Walker, one of the few seniors on this Wildcat squad. Scoring now 31-12. Taylor Strong works inside to Kenzie Arms, and that automatic turnaround two-point shot is back on for her. She'll get two more. That's her total. What's she got now, Thomas?
Well, that was her first basket here in the second quarter, so that gives her 10 on the night.
And Strong?
Huh?
And Strong, what about her?
Oh, I'm sorry, Strong.
No, you were right on that one.
We got, she just got seven.
Nine.
She got 9 points.
Arms with 10, Strong with 9. We see Katie Arms now at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Coach Sims, since consolidation, we mentioned in our pregame show, we're 21-4 against Monterey. We've had a lot of success against them.
Yeah.
I look for that to continue.
Yeah, we've always, you know, the last 30 years that I can remember, you know, they've not beat us very many times. I think the first year I coached, first couple of years, they beat us 2 or 3, but then they beat us maybe one time the rest of my coaching career, I think.
Quite impressive. Katie Arms hit the front end of that 1-1, earned the right to shoot the second. It was no good. Taylor Strong rebounded it, though, and she was fouled. And she'll now go to the line to shoot two of her own, and she was fouled on a putback attempt. First shot's no good for Strong. Taylor having a little bit of trouble tonight.
Her foul shooting the last several weeks, to me, it's not been what she's capable of doing. I mean, anybody can shoot the three like she can, ought to be hitting 80 or 90% from the foul line. Lately, it's been hit one and miss one.
Second free throw attempt was good. Lady Wildcats now on their own end of the floor go down, and a shot was taken and missed by Jesse Walker, but rebounded by Anna Hudson. She put it back up. Actually, it was Lauren Clark put it back up for two, and she was fouled. She goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play. She releases the ball. Her free throw, no good. Actually,
what that was, lane violation, I guess. I don't know.
Perhaps.
Did they give her the basket?
I'm not sure. I guess they did not. We've lost track here, but either way, the second free throw was good by Lauren Clark, and Clay County leads 35-15. 3:30 remains here in the first half of play. Kenzie Arms has the ball on left block, put up a shot, no good, got her own rebound. And she comes into a tussle with Jesse Walker, and a jump ball is caught. Possession there was in favor of Clay County. Cope is the inbound from the baseline for the Lady Bulldogs. Clay County tonight in this first half of play has been shooting at the hoop on our right. Monterey the hoop on our left here. Taylor Strong now has it top of the key. Works over to Katie Arms. Arms back to Strong. Strong inside. Goes to Boone. Boone up to Kofis. Good ball movement. Kofis drives. Has a running jumper, and it's good. Athletic play by the freshman. 37-15 now. The lead, and Brittany Boone comes up with a steal on the inbound. Puts in the shot. It's good for two, and she's fouled and will go to the line. And I don't know how many turnovers have been forced tonight already by Clay County. I think it'd be safe to say 15 or more. Boone at the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way for her. Shots up, and it's good. Monterey to inbound again. Ball's inbounded. Traps on. Good ball movement, though, by Monterey. DeAugustino has it in the front court, but immediately a turnover as Kelsey Roten intercepts her pass. Taylor Strong has it right wing, feeds inside to Boone. Boone puts it up, no good. Rebound by Walker. Walker goes to DeAugustino. Back to Walker. Walker all the way down now. Can't find Jesse Walker, the other Walker on the team. She put up a shot. The shot was no good, but it was rebounded by Anna Hudson, and she was fouled. She'll go to the line for two on a shooting foul. Clay County has five team fouls in this first half. Monterey 10. Clay County does lead 40-15 with 2:50 remaining in the first half. There are other girls' teams in the district this year that are weak. I know Gordonsville and Trousdale as well.
Monterey's only win was against Gordonsville.
Against Gordonsville. Second free throw good by Hudson. Score now Clay County 40, Monterey 16. Harlan with it, top of the key, goes to Kelsey Roden. Roden down to Butterworth. Butterworth back to Harlan. Harlan cannot get that pass, and it goes out of bounds. On the floor for Clay County right now, we see Taylor Strong, Cara Butterworth, Kelsey Roden, Maddie Harlan, and Brittany Boone. Anna Hudson with it for Monterey in their backcourt. She works it forward to Faith Walker. Walker to Moorhead. Moorhead tries to get it to DeAugustino, but Boone comes up with that intercepted pass. Boone now to Roden in the left corner, back to Strong, top of the key. Over to Harlan. Harlan to Butterworth down in the paint. Butterworth to Boone. Boone back to Harlan. Good ball movement by the Lady Dogs. They surveyed the rim, looked for a good shot. Strong now will drive, and her running jumper is good. Two more for Taylor Strong in this first half. She breaks into double digits if she wasn't already there.
Gives her a cool dozen, Daniel.
Moorhead with it now for the Lady Wildcats. Gets it over to Hull. Hull's little six-foot jumper's good from the paint. 42-18. Clay County leads. Taylor Strong, two more. Give her 14 here in the first half. A minute 45 remains in the second quarter. The action's starting to pick up a little now. Moorhead has it from Monterey. She loses the handle on it, picks it back up, tries to shoot the ball, but that shot was partially blocked. Monterey maintains possession as it went out of bounds. Faith Walker will inbound from the baseline. Beautiful gym here that Monterey's built up here on the mountain, Coach Sam.
Yeah, it's a
nice venue.
It is. The only thing I don't like about it, dressing rooms, you have to go up through the crowds to get to them. If I was coaching, I'd hate that.
Right. But, players and coaches have to go up through the fans to get out.
The home teams don't, but the visiting teams do.
But the visitors do. Unfortunately, sometimes our own fans get a little carried away and don't know how to treat the coaches and players.
Yeah.
Butterworth was fouled, and she'll go to the line for two as we're now in the double bonus. That first shot was good. Monterey scored two there while we were admiring the facility here at Monterey High School. That made it 44-20. Butterworth hit the front end. Makes it 45. She misses the back end, though. 45-20 is the lead for Clay County. 25-point lead. Minute and 10 seconds remain here in the opening half of this girls' district 6A contest. Reclassification this year changed us from being a long-time District 7A to District 6. And DeAugustino trying a three-pointer, no good, followed her own shot, got the rebound, and was fouled. Should have been the sixth team foul for Clay County, and it was. 1 minute remains in the first half. Moorhead to Hudson, Hudson to Hull. Hull puts up the shot, no good. Rebound by Hudson. Hudson back to Hull. Her second shot attempt is good. Second time tonight that multiple offensive rebounds have been pulled down by the Lady Wildcats. Madison Beasley in the game gets an assist as she feeds it inside to Kenzie Arms, who connects from right block. You know, Coach, we saw in the early half of the year, Kenzie playing a lot from the left side of the offensive paint. We see her tonight on the right side a little more.
She's pretty much just one post player, so she usually just goes ball side. But like you, most of the time when she was getting the ball, it was on the left side over there earlier, it seemed like. Tonight, most of her shots have come from the right block.
It seems to be working for her. She's had better success.
Yeah, she hasn't missed many tonight.
Score now 47-25. Clay County leads. 15 seconds remains here. Ball forced out of bounds. Good defense by Kelsey Rowe. As DeAugustino lost the handle on it. However, Monterey maintains possession. Walker to inbound. She works it in to Hudson. Hudson shot from the paint. No good. Rebound Harlan. 10 seconds now. Harlan pushes across the timeline. Gets it to Arms inside, 5 seconds. Arms put up a shot. No good, but she was fouled. She'll go to the line for two. Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong, both juniors, both coming in close to drawing nigh on the 1,000-point mark, each of them in their careers already. Fine young players. They'll surpass that 1,000-point mark, preventing injury. Probably sometime in the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Another shot by Arms was good. Thomas, the front end, was it good? Both free throws were good. As now the buzzer will sound here at Monterey High School. And your score at halftime of this girls' contest, Clay County 49, Monterey 25. We'll play a few ads and be right back here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers various best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a look at area scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burkesville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a two-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here at Monterey High School, and the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County lead the Lady Wildcats 49-25 at the break. Here at halftime for Clay County, Brittany Boone has 7 points, Cara Butterworth 3, Maddie Harlan 1, Katie Arms 1, Rachel Copas has 9 off the bench, and our two leaders, Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms, both 14 in the first half. For Monterey, Anna Hudson has 1 point, Lauren Clark 2, Jesse Walker 2, Stephanie Hull has 11, and Caitlin Moorhead has 8. Again, Clay County leads 49-25 here at halftime.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer works, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return here to Monterey High School at halftime of the girls' contest, and Clay County leads 49-25 over the Monterey Lady Wildcats. We'll take a look now at the District 6A girls' update. First place in the district, Clark Range, 16-1 overall, 4-0 in District 6A, is hosting tonight a team that's tied for second place, Jackson County, 8-5 overall, 3-1 in the district. Another contest going on tonight, tied for second place, Pickett County at 11-1 and 3-1. They're tied with Jackson County, both with 3-1 district records. Pickett County girls are playing host to the 8th place, Gordonsville Lady Tigerettes. They are 1-15 overall, 0-4 on the season. Elsewhere in district play, we see tied for 4th place, Trousdale County, 4-9 overall, 2-2 in the district. They have traveled tonight to tied for 6th place, Red Bowman Springs, who are 12-8 overall, 1-3 in district play. And obviously tonight we're here at Monterey High School. We're tied for 4th place in the district. Clay County, 8-7 overall, 2-2 in the district, is playing against tied for 6th place, Monterey Lady Wildcats. They're 1-13 overall, 1-3 in district play. Hopefully after this game's conclusion, we'll be able to give some at least halftime scores to some of these contests that are going on. That's been the District 6A Girls Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Extermination is our vocation. Thomas, we have a minute and 20 seconds left here at halftime of this contest. I get the feeling as we have this 24-point lead, we may see some of the younger girls, especially in the fourth quarter.
Well, one thing jumps out at me, I agree with, we should see some reserve plays. I talked about it in Tipsy State starting off. It was about coming out and taking care of business and getting these bench players in the game, and I think that's what Coach Walker is going to be able to do here in the second half. You know, we outscored 25-8 in the first quarter, 24-17 in the second quarter, so they came back and actually played pretty good. We let up a little bit. You know, we only added to the lead about 7 points in that second quarter, Coach. One thing that jumps out at me, no three-pointers in this game. Rachel Copas has made one for us, getting it all done inside with Kenzie Arms and even Taylor Strong.
Taylor's only shot one or two. You know, like I said, they came out and played a box of one on her early there, but they changed to 1-2-2. But, you know, when you can get the ball inside the way we are, my philosophy was it's a whole lot easier to hit a 2-foot shot than it is a 20-foot shot. So if we can get it inside, that's where we went when I was coaching, you know.
If they start, another thing's been, like you talked, Daniel, the turnovers, the pressure. We like to get up and down, and we've been able to do that tonight.
We hear the buzzer here signifying the end of halftime and the beginning of the third quarter of play. Monterey will have the ball. Faith Walker inbounds to Daniela DiAgostino, who has it at the top of the key, goes over to Moorhead. Moorhead to Hudson. Hudson inside the hole. Hull does a turnaround jumper. No good. It goes off the hands of Anna Hudson, and Clay County will maintain, or not maintain, but take over possession here. Brittany Boone brings the ball down the floor for Clay County. Not something we see a whole lot. And she will directly go into the paint, kick it to Taylor Strong left side. She fires the three, and there's that three-pointer for Taylor Strong.
Well, I called her out, and she answered the call again.
Clay County shooting at the hoop on our left here now after the change at halftime. Perhaps it was this goal to our left that Taylor hit the majority of that 9 three-point game she had last year up here.
Well, I was here, Daniel. You're wrong. She made most of them on this end. It was a heck of a night. She's really filling it up.
Anna Hudson has the ball left wing for the Lady Wildcats. She drives into the paint, defended by Boone, puts up a shot. That shot's no good, but Hudson rebound Taylor Strong. Taylor now brings the ball down the floor. She has it at high post, kicks the right wing to Butterworth. Butterworth circles around, tries to feed Maddie Harlan, but that ball is stolen by Anna Hudson, who was fouled in turn by Maddie Harlan. Maddie's second foul of this contest, Clay County's first team foul of the second half. Walker inbound here near midcourt for the Lady Wildcats. She works into Hudson. Hudson to DiAgostino. DiAgostino kills a little time, works it over to Moorhead. Back to DiAgostino. She's defended by Boone. Brittany, a very athletic defender. Butterworth goes for a stolen pass as DiAgostino fed Moorhead, but that was not to be so. Lady Wildcats still maintain possession. Score is 52-25 in favor of Clay County. 6:20 remains in the third quarter of play. Hull has it at the top of the key, drives inside, defended by Boone. She pulls up the dribble, kicks it out the right wing to Hudson. She fires a three, no good. Hudson gets her own rebound, though. One thing about it, Coach Sims, the Lady Wildcats have been pretty decent on the offensive boards tonight. DeAugustino has it left wing. She'll slow it back down. This perhaps so far has been the longest and most controlled possession of the game.
Away, but now we may have slacked off our intensity a little on defense.
Walker fed it inside the hole, and as we said, that hole turned the ball over. A steal was forced by Kenzie Arms, who brought it down and fed Boone. Is that Boone or Arms?
Boone
on the... on the basket, two more for Brittany. Hull has it from Monterey. She drives down. Goes across to Moorhead. She shoots a long jumper. Good shot. No good, though. Rebound Boone for Clay County. Boone crosses the timeline. Feeds Taylor Strong. Left wing. She'll drive into the paint. Back to Boone right wing. She'll drive into the paint. Put up a running jumper. No good, but was fouled on the play by Anna Hudson. Boone will go to the line to shoot two.
These two can put her in double digits. She's got 9 on the night to go along with Strong 17 and Kenzie Arms 14.
Boone shot is up. No good on the front end of those two. Clay County has a 29-point lead. 54-25. Boone fires the second. No good. Rebound Walker for Monterey. Pass stolen by Carr Butterworth. She puts up a running layup. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off of a Lady Wildcat. Clay County maintains possession. Lots of steals, pass deflections, and turnovers created tonight by the Lady Bulldogs. Harland inbound. She gets it to Butterworth. Butterworth goes to Strong. Strong to Harland. Balls it right wing. Harland back to Boone. Top of the key. 4:50 remains in the third quarter. Harland right wing. Drives inside to the paint, puts up a shot, no good. Fouled by Lauren Clark. Harland goes to the line to shoot two. Maddie Harland, a 77% free throw shooter. She hits the first of those two. Averaging 4.2 points a game this season. I know Coach Walker would like to see her become more involved on the offensive end as she hits the second, but with scores like Arms and Strong, it's kind of hard to find buckets in between all their action. DeAugustino has it now. Feeds Clark. Top of the key. Clark over to Mueller. Mueller on right wing. Goes back to Clark. Back to DeAugustino. To Hudson. No, actually, that was Faith Walker in the left corner. Pulled the trigger on three and was successful with that shot. Clay County leads 56-28. Kenzie Arms has the ball, left block, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound by Boone, but she lost the handle on it. DeAugustino picked her pocket. Clark crosses the timeline from Monterey, works it down to Faith Walker. Walker on right wing, kicks it over to Jesse Walker, who'll shoot from high post, free throw line range, and it's good. 26-point lead for the Lady Dogs now with 3:50 to play in the third quarter. Clay County's kind of slowed the pace a little here, it feels like, Coach Sims.
Yeah, to some extent. I don't know how hard to play with the intensity that is the first half, don't seem like.
Taylor Strong, two more points from the right block. She had had two attempts there and got each rebound. It was no good. Finally, with the third putback, it was good. Strong working a lot from the interior tonight of the Bulldog offense.
We talked about it all year long. She's really become that complete player, driving the paint, even setting up at the free throw line, taking short jumpers, not just a three-point shooter anymore.
Yeah, she's a really good player, I mean, all the way around.
Her mother, Tricia Fox, probably, you know, arguably one of the best ever to play at Salina High School. I think she holds the mark for single season scoring, maybe, or at least did for a long time. I don't know if Holly Wright ever eclipsed that or not, but she scored 663 points, I think, in the season.
That's six on six or five on five. You know, in the old days, I'm sure somebody did, but yeah, her senior year, she averaged 19.5 a game. That was highest average I've never been by the house since 1987 when I started.
We just saw a basket by Kenzie Arms, then another steal and a putback by Taylor Strong. Is that correct, Thomas?
That's right. Gives her 21 on the night and Arms 16.
Wow. Those, that duo, the junior juggernaut, as you dubbed them in the write-up for the pregame show and in the Horizon Weekly newspaper, once again, they are combining for a lot of points tonight. Rachel Copas now, running jumper from right block. It's good. Two more for the freshman. She's done an excellent job this year coming in and supplementing this Bulldog offense.
Put her in double digits with 11 on the night.
Faith Walker with the ball for the Lady Wildcats. Right wing, works it inside to Lauren Clark. Clark, I guess, traveled. I missed the signal. Drug her feet on the floor. Traveling was called. Clay County will take over.
Talking about Strong's mother, Trisha Fox. Let's not forget the other side of her family, Tracy Strong. I know you were talking to Coach Sims because her mother played for him, but I'm sure Coach Watson has a few things to say about Mr. Strong.
She certainly does. Both of her parents, Clay County Sports Hall of Famers, just outstanding basketball players, the both of them. I've been going through a lot of Coach Sims's old stat books and stuff, compiling information for a broadcast. I'm a little more familiar at this point in time with her mother's career than her dad's, but both of her parents, outstanding basketball players. Kovas inbounds. Kenzie Arms gets an easy 2 points from the paint. Clay County now leads 66-30. Minute and a half remains here in the third quarter of play. Hudson fires a three for the Lady Wildcats. No good. Rebound, Rachel Copas. She presses the issue now quickly to high post and onto the interior. Running jumper, no good. She'll shoot from right-handed and left-handed. That time a right-handed running jumper. It was no good, though. Lauren Clark with it for Lady Wildcats. Works across the timeline. Gets it to Moorhead. Moorhead over now to DeAugustino, but that pass stolen by Taylor Strong, and that may be the easiest 2 points of her career as she just nonchalantly dribbled down and scored the undefended layup.
Walker's playing the defense, and we haven't played a whole lot this year. He's come out and playing a 1-3-1 right now. Same play, just a little, a time or two, but now they've been in it most of this quarter.
Timeout taken here at Monterey High School. We'll try to fit in 1 30-second ad here before we return to action. Clay County leads 68-30.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrich service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV, we've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinauto.com.
We return here to action. Monterey High School for the conclusion of this third quarter of play. Clay County in possession of the ball. Rachel Copas gets an assist as she feeds it over to Kenzie Arms. And Arms has two more points on this night and was fouled. She'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 37 seconds remain in the third quarter, and Clay County leads by 40, 70-30. Make it 41 as Arms hit that one. What's Arms up to? Both of those juniors now over the 20-point mark.
21 and 23.
21 and 23.
Yep.
Strong with 23, Arms with 21. 15 seconds remain. Lady Wildcats take a shot. That was DeAugustino on a three-pointer. No good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. She looks to go coast to coast. Feeds Rachel Copas. Returns the favor. Rachel Copas now scores from right block. Hudson with the ball for the Lady Wildcats. She fires a desperation three at the buzzer. No good. Your score at the end of three from Monterey High School. Clay County 73, Lady Wildcats 30.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We return here for this fourth quarter of action in Monterey High School, and head coach Matt Walker has five new players on the floor. We see Marley Ashlock, Lily Burgett, Madison Beasley, Dory McLean, and Hannah Raines on. All of these players freshmen. Five freshmen on the floor for Clay County. The starters had a big, huge 43-point lead. The lead 73-30 over the Lady Wildcats, so they're probably done for the night. The last 8 minutes of play should be, as Coach Sims was telling me during commercial break, a running clock, I think you said, Coach, 35-point deficit.
35-point lead in the last quarter, running clock.
So it should go quickly. Shot taken by Hannah Raines, no good. Rebound by the Lady Wildcats. Faith Walker has it at the top of the key. She works the right wing. Don't forget about the big boys game coming up after this. And battle of the district unbeatens. Both teams 4-0 fighting for District 6A supremacy. Jesse Walker scores 2 points for the Lady Wildcats. Now the score is 73-32. Lily Burchett has the ball, high post. She takes a shot, but it's blocked by Anna Hudson. DeAugustino, now the sophomore, runs the point for the Wildcats. She feeds it over to Faith Walker. Walker on left wing, defended by Dory McLean. Monterey tries to go inside, but to no avail. They have to kick it back out to DeAugustino. Three-point shot taken from right wing by Hull. No good. Another offensive rebound for the Lady Wildcats. They've had several tonight. Another three-pointer taken from right corner by Hull. No good. But yet another offensive rebound, as this time Jesse Walker, the senior, drives into the paint and scores for Monterey. 73-34 is the score. 6:05 remains in the contest, and Lily Burchett took one extra step after she picked her dribble up, and traveling was called. Monterey will inbound. DeAugustino has it on left wing. 5:45 remains in the fourth quarter of action here. Hull now with it on right wing, defended by Marley Ashlock. Pass intercepted by Madison Beasley. She'll drive all the way to the other end and be fouled by Daniela DeAugustino. Sixth team foul for Monterey here in the second half of play. Marley Ashlock will inbound from the baseline. Coach Sims, this game has went exactly according to plan for Coach Walker as Marley Ashlock takes a three-point, no good. Rebound was by Hannah Raines, and she'll travel. Both of his junior stars had 20-plus points, no injuries. Every starter on the bench, every girl on the squad has played. Couldn't ask for much more on a Friday night away game.
True. Played pretty well, I thought. You know, they kind of hung with us there for half a quarter or so, but you know, by the end of the quarter, I think we had it out to 15 or at least that, and just extended slowly from there. But I think Monterey kind of got wore down in the third quarter. We really took it from like 19 out to 36 or something like that in the third quarter. So
yeah, really, really pressed the issue in the third and pulled away from them. As we mentioned, there's a big game going on tonight between Clark Range, first place in the district, and Jackson County, who's tied with Tiggett for second. Jackson County looking to pull off a big upset there tonight. I don't know if it's fair to call that an upset, but Clark Range does currently sit atop the district.
Yeah, I would call it an upset. Jackson, or they beat us, but they lost to Van Buren the other night by 16 or 18 points. I just can't really understand how that could happen, but it did.
Van Buren, a team that
we beat pretty handily.
Right, that's what I thought. That was our first broadcast here on the network. No points have been scored, as me and Coach Sims has been talking here, just action back and forth. Clay County still leads 73-34, 3:30 remains. Coach Walker mentioned in his pregame interview about that Van Buren. They traveled to Gainesboro and beat the Lady Blue Devils.
At Gainesboro, that was even more surprising. I don't know, I think Jackson, you know, on a good night, they can be pretty good, but I think there's nights that, you know, if they can't get the big girl really involved, they struggle, you know, to score and even to guard people, evidently.
Certainly, when we played against them at Salina earlier in the season, it was not the best outing that our girls have had this year.
That's the first time we'd seen a box of one, and, you know, Taylor didn't get many looks that night, and they kind of kept Kinsey covered up, too, and nobody else stepped up and got a lot done.
I think we led 14-13 at the half.
15-14
or something. Yeah, low-scoring contest.
Not a pretty game at all. You know, I look for us to make a whole lot better showing when we have to go down there and play.
Foul now called against Madison Beasley, I believe it was, of the Lady Bulldogs. Monterey will go back inbound. Once again, no scoring has happened as we've been discussing some of our other opponents around the district. It's still 73-34 here in Monterey High School. The Lady Bulldogs have been in control of this one for a long time. There's 2 minutes and 10 seconds remaining, and once again on the floor for Clay County is Lily Burchett, Marley Ashlock, Hannah Raines, Madison Beasley, and Dory McLean.
That other girls' team that's kind of surprised me is Red Boiling. They played pretty well this year. They've done 12 or 13 games. Now, a lot of their schedule's pretty weak, but
12-8, I think,
yeah,
overall, 1-3 in the district.
They went up to Clinton County and played the tournament, did pretty well up there. I think got beat in the finals. And
Madison Beasley was fouled. She goes to the line for the front end of a 1-1. First one's up, no good. I guess it was not a 1-1. The girls thought so. I don't know, the official signal 1-1 again. I don't know if that was a line violation or what, but Beasley will get a look at another, and that one's good. And she'll get a look at another. It was not a three-point shot she was fouled on. I'm not sure what happened, but Madison Beasley does score. Second shot's away. Beasley hits that as well. 75-34 now the lead for head coach Matt Walker and his Clay County Lady Bulldogs as they've traveled up here onto the Cumberland Plateau tonight to Monterey, Tennessee, and they're going to come out of here with a big District 6A win. A 1:30 remains. Looking at the schedule for the Lady Bulldogs upcoming, they'll next see action against Clark Range Tuesday night. Once again, they'll travel far from Salina up to Clark Range to play in probably one of the most difficult places to play. And
I don't play in a barn to play up there.
I know that you've had a lot of battles up there and at home.
We won a few up there, but, you know, not too many. And, you know, the gyms for visiting teams awful. The dressing rooms are worse. You know,
I'm sure they like it a whole lot, but nobody coming into there does.
Remember, Daniel and I went up there last year
in
that girls' game, and the Lady Dogs actually had a chance.
Played very well.
But that thing, it was smoking hot in there. It's a tough atmosphere for a visiting team.
Well, you see a lot of those banners hanging from the ceiling, and certainly they're proud of those. A lot of, you know, a very storied postseason history there at Clark Range, and we have one of our own, certainly at Salina as well. But 10 seconds remain in this, and And Tuesday night for the girls will be their next action up at Clark Range. We will not be on that, and we'll be back on there against Red Bullet next Friday, a week from tonight. But we do have boys action coming up here in a few minutes after this, and as the final buzzer sounds, Clay County walks out of here. The girls do with a victory, 75-34 over the Monterey Lady Wildcats. We'll be back in a few moments for our post-game show and our pre-game show for the boys.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Fair a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here courtside at Monterey High School, and now it's time for the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy Lady Dog Wrap-Up, where Coach Sims and I recap tonight's girls' game. Coach, Lady Dogs came out and pretty much took care of business just like they wanted to, jumped out to a 25-8 lead in the first quarter, and expanded it to 49-25 and put it away before halftime.
We came out, I thought this played pretty well from the start. They played 2 or 3 different defenses tonight, and Monterey did too. They come out trying to play a box of one, and that didn't work too good, so they went to a 1-2-2, and Taylor did a really good job of penetrating, and she finally got a couple of looks at threes and knocked 1 or 2 down, and Kenzie had a good game. I thought Brittany played pretty well, got some shots inside the fall, and like you said, this is a good all-around game. We pretty much dominated from the opening tip to the final horn.
Well, you mentioned it. We came just 1 point shy of 4 in double figures. You kind of talked about that all year long. Of course, Taylor led us with 23. Kenzie added 21. But you also got 13 from the freshman Rachel Copas and 9 from Brittany Boone.
Rachel, she's really big for this team coming off the bench. And, she's got the ability to penetrate, make some kind of hard shots, I guess easy for her, but they look hard from watching. But, she brings a different element to the game. She's really fast and sees the floor really good. Makes some really good passes. But, when she can step up and get some points and Brandy can get 8 or 10 points, it just makes us so much better.
I agree, Coach, and that's what they did tonight. Final score, again, 75-34. Clay County wins. To wrap up their scoring, Cara Butterworth had 3 points in the ball game. Maddie Harlan, 3, and Katie Arms, 1 for Clay County. On the Lady Wildcats side, Faith Walker finished with 3, Anna Hudson, 2, Lauren Clark, 2, Jesse Walker had 8, Caitlin Moore had 8, and Stephanie Hull led the way for Monterey with 11 points. Again, final score, Lady Bulldogs, 75-34. Coach Sims, appreciate you being with us tonight, and folks, we'll be back for the boys' pregame show. Welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Thomas Watson and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of Direct TV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs, and always be loud and Clay County proud.
Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend. Keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
And Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off their termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will ask legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson what tonight's keys to the boys' game are, get scores of interest from around the region, hear a final word from our host, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrich service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
We return here to Monterey High School. We're between games right now at this point in time, preparing for this big, huge District 6A matchup that we're about to call between the Monterey Wildcats and the Clay County Bulldogs. Both teams are 4-0 in district play. This will be for supremacy at this point in time in the district. Monterey 15-2 overall. Clay County 11-4 overall. It should be a dandy. We're going to take one final look right now at the District 6A girls update. I don't have any scores for you this time. We just checked sources on the internet. Nothing has been posted, but first place girls team Clark Range, 16-1 overall, 4-0 in the district, was hosting tonight Jackson County Lady Blue Devils, 8-5 overall, 3-1 in the district. Jackson County is tied with Piggott County in second place. Piggott County tonight tied, as we said, with Jackson for second. They're 11-1 overall, 3-1 in the district. They were hosting eighth place in the district, Gordonsville High School. The Tigerettes, they were 1-15 overall, 0-4 in district play. We just bore witness a few moments ago to Clay County Lady Bulldogs. We're tied for fourth in the district, 8-7, actually 9-7 now overall, 3-2 in the district. We just beat Monterey, who was tied in sixth place. They were 1-13 overall, 1-3 in the district, and that score was 75-34. And the final action in District 6A girls tonight was taking place between tied for fourth place Trousdale County, 4-9 overall, 2-2 in the district. They had traveled up to Red Bull and Springs, who's tied for sixth place in the district. Red Bull and Lady Bulldogs were 12-8 overall and 1-3 in the district. That's been the final District 6A girls update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Don't wait. Exterminate. We will try to bring some final scores during the post-game show after the boys' game for that. At this point in time, we're going to do the keys to the boys' game with head coach, former head coach, Thomas Watson, who's now joined us here at the table. Coach Watson, a big District 6A matchup. Both teams 4-0 in district play. This one's for first place. What's the keys for Clay County?
Well, I think maybe... I'm really not sure the tempo of the game that these folks in Monterey are going to be playing. I know they're big, they're strong, loaded with seniors, and like you said, they're 4-0 just like we are, and we know this is the first major hurdle of the season. But, I've noticed some games that they've scored up, 60, 70, maybe 80 points. Then other games, they have won games with only scoring maybe 40 or 50 points. So it kind of, I know they like to run and gun, but it looks like they can play the slower tempo game also. And it looks like I looked at some of the box scores in some of the games, and there hadn't been like a consistent leading scorer in any of their games. It's been a different guy just about every night that was the leading scorer.
Certainly a strength there, though. No one man that Clay County defensively can say, hey, let's shut this guy down and we'll be okay. So a good strength there from Monterey. Coach Watson, I know you traveled to most of the games. Did you have the privilege of watching Clay County play in any of the tournament games?
I did part of them. I didn't get to make all of them. But
what have you seen out of Clay County lately that you like?
Well, I like, of course, the way that the players that have had to come along and sub in while Gavin, I think it's kind of turned us into a two-faced team,
right.
Daniel. With Sharp out there, we're more of an outside team, but then when Gavin comes back in, it looks like, we'll go back to that high-low post with Ashlock and Silk, kind of feeding off of each other. So
we saw that work very well earlier in the season. Hopefully now with Gavin Silk returning to the lineup, we can see some more of that high-low post between those two.
Right, and it looked like Gavin, he looked kind of rusty, the first few minutes of the night down at Macon, but as the game progressed along, looked like he smoothed back in and started doing some of the things that he was doing before he got hurt, and looked like mentally he's sharp and ready to play.
Sounds good to me. Well, that wraps up the keys to the boys' game. Brought to you by Home Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. Thomas, let's go ahead and let you talk for a minute about our weekly long-distance listener contest. Now, that thing is brought to you by Mitch Massengill and the friendly folks at Horse Creek Dock.
Well, it's been a while since we've had a broadcast. It was way back
right before Christmas, and our long-distance listener winner was my brother-in-law, Bo Loftus, who's actually listening to the game in Suffolk, Virginia, with the contest creator.
Mitch made the trip.
That's right. My and Bo's father-in-law, Mitch Massengill, who traveled there to see his new grandson and namesake, Colt Mitchell, who was born just before Thanksgiving. Mitch said we came in loud and clear from over 600 miles away on the East Coast while he enjoyed the holidays with his youngest daughter, Allison's family, and that includes children, Mally Joe, Kinsey, and now Colt. That just goes to show you the reach we have, because there's no way Mitch and Bo could have been listening there on Standard Radio.
Certainly not.
And there was also no way Mitch was going to miss a broadcast. He's probably one of our, if not our most loyal listener.
We appreciate him, and hello out there, Mitch, if you're out there now.
Yeah. And vote sure he'd be our long-distance winner contest. All you have to do is submit your listening location by email to info@DaleHollaHorizon.com. Again, that's I-N-F-O, info@DaleHollaHorizon.com. There's been some weeks we haven't had people from way far away, so maybe you're at home in Salina. Send us, let us know you're listening, and you've got a chance.
You do have a chance to win at any time. Thomas got choked up there. At this point in time, let's go ahead and do the Treehouse Treasures pregame parting gift, a final word for our listeners before tip-off. Tonight's parting gift for the Dogs is aggression and intensity. This Coach Edwards-led squad needs to be aggressive from start to finish. Monterey's a really good basketball team that are out to prove themselves in this one. The winner's going to be sole owner of the first place in the district when the final horn sounds. We're the defending state runner-ups, and we've been dominators of this district and region for 3 straight years. Coach likes to say to his kids before the game, are you going to be the predator or the prey? Aggressive, intense, tenacious play tonight by the black and gold will make them the predators and help them defend their rightful place atop the district 6A mountain. That's been the pregame parting gift brought to you by Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives. And we have tipped off, and action is underway here at Monterey High School for this District 6A contest between these 4-0 teams. James Cashrock currently has the ball at the top of the key for Clay County. He works to Heath Kimes' right wing. Heath and his team will be shooting at the hoop on our right, while Monterey will be shooting at the hoop on our left. Kimes tried a 12-footer, no good. Rebound Monterey, and quickly Monterey has it in their front court. Michael Cody tried a shot, but that was to be go off the backboard and out of bounds, and Clay County will take possession. We'll give you the Cumberland exterior starting lineups here when the first timeout's taken, let you know who's on the floor. Jake Ashcock inbounds to Landon Woodcock right now for Clay County. Woodcock, the transfer, he's been a blessing to us, our leading scorer on the season. He's averaging 20.3 a contest. Woodcock works from the top of the key into the high paint. He dishes down to Ashcock on right block. He puts up a 2-point shot, no good. Rebound Monterey, and quickly Grayson Randolph in transition will score. Quick pace so far, Coach.
Yes, they are. They're trying to get up the floor quick.
Heath Kimes now for Clay County, goes baseline, works back to B.J. Emerton, who puts up a jumper, no good. He falls to the ground, but no foul called. Ball goes out of bounds, and Monterey will take possession.
That's 2 moves of the basket by the Bulldogs there, one by Emerton and one by Ashlock. Got to be stronger with those, don't they, Coach?
Absolutely. These kids all appear to be pretty strong, pretty quick.
Monterey has a big team here. Now they are in possession. Dalton Coleman has it high post. He puts up a jumper. Good. Clay County trails 4-0 early in this one. 6:25 remains in the opening quarter. Heath Kimes has the ball. He'll run the point for us as long as he's healthy tonight. He's at the top of the key. Works over to right wing. He's defended by Grayson Randolph. Kimes goes inside. Kind of posting up. Puts up a shot, and he's fouled by Randolph. Kimes will go to the line to shoot a free throw. He's a pretty good shooter from the line. He's 39 of 54 on the season, a 72% free throw shooter.
You don't normally see it from your point guard, but that's what I'm talking about right there. He took it up strong inside amongst the trees.
His first free throw was good.
But it looks like they're backing off of him, inviting him to shoot outside. He may have to take a few outside shots tonight. to loosen it up inside for the guys in there.
A good analysis, Coach, and he is capable of scoring from out there as he did hit his second free throw. It's 4-2 now. Monterey leads. Wildcats with the ball, working from left block. Michael Cody, a very large young man. I don't have sizes on him, but I'd put him around 6'6". Woodcock with the ball on right wing. Goes back to Kimes at the top of the key. On the floor right now for Clay County, Heath Kimes and the Woodcock, Jake Ashcock, B.J. Emberton, and Mason Sharp. Woodcock at high post, tops it up. Emberton comes up with the loose ball, though. He's back to Sharp, back in the hands of Kimes. 5:30 remains here. Coach Edwards has been really focused on this game all week. Huge contest here as Landon Woodcock attempts his first three-pointer, and it's no good. Over-the-back foul being called against the Bulldog, I believe. It's Monterey ball either way.
I think he just knocked it out.
I think so. But you're right, no foul on the board. Monterey has one team foul, Clay County none. Wildcats in possession. Peyton West pushes the point for them, defended by Heath Kimes. And Kimes will pick up a foul, his first, Clay County's first of the first half.
Both teams just in straight-up man defense so far, guys. We had some good success with that high ball screen over the holiday break between Ashlock and Kimes. See if we can get that going on the next possession.
Randolph inbounds to Cody. Cody back to Randolph. Randolph back to Cody. Cody working on the outside. He feeds Dalton Coleman. Coleman puts up a shot from high post. No good. Gets his own rebound over the back of Jake Ashlock. But much to the chagrin of the Clay County fans, no whistle was called. Dalton Coleman put it back up and scored. Monterey leads 8-2. Kimes has the ball, drives inside right block, puts up a shot, and it rolls around and went in. Finally, so he had that shooter's touch. Kimes has 4 points on the night. All of Clay County's at this point. And we trail 8-4. Coleman crosses the timeline for Monterey, gets it back to West, who's the true point guard, works over to Randolph in the left corner. Randolph to Cody. Cody now back to Randolph. He fires a three, and that's good. Grayson Randolph, beautiful three-point shot. Monterey out to an early 11-4 lead. Clay County's going to have to get aggressive and fight hard in this one. Sharp fires a three. His is no good. Rebound B.J. Emerson. B.J. trying to pass to Heath Kimes, and Peyton West did a good job getting there and tied up that ball. Jump ball call. Monterey will take possession on the jump. Arrow now in favor of Clay County. 30-second timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. Monterey leads 11-4. We'll be back in 30.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. Its most energy efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County trails 11-4, about midway of the first quarter, and we're back to action here. The Wildcats are just pounding it inside on us, aren't they, Coach?
We're not holding our ground on them down there, and we're not going to get a foul called on them if we don't hold our ground a little bit better. And not, we're a little bit soft right now.
Monterey a lot bigger than Clay County, perhaps the largest team we've seen thus far this year. Clay County is up to the task, though, I can assure you that, as Gavin Silk now comes on for Clay County. Silk, Kimes, Emberton, Woodcock, and Sharp on the floor for the Bulldogs. West fires a three from left corner for Monterey, and he hits it. The Wildcats doing a good job shooting outside right now, and Clay County trails 14-4 as a charge is called against junior point guard Heath Kimes. Kimes, the only Bulldog at this point, we said that it was being aggressive and perhaps a little too aggressive that time. As now we see substitutes coming in for Clay County. Sage Tierner, double zero, a junior, comes onto the floor. He's played a lot of minutes lately. Freshman Gunner Silk, brother of Gavin, number 10. And Ben Bailey, the junior outside threat, number 15, comes onto the floor.
And look who sits down. Our scores, Sharp, Kimes, and Woodcock. I think Coach Edwards is not quite pleased with what they're doing so far.
3:35 remaining in this opening quarter of play, and Clay County trails 14-4. Gavin Silk with the rebound after a missed shot by Cade Painter. Gunner Silk with a 12-foot jumper at our end, no good. Foul called against Sage Tiernan. He was battling against Tyrus West for a loose ball, and Tiernan called on the foul. Coach Edwards likes to play a lot of guys so far in this contest. I guess this makes eight players that we've seen, no, nine for Clay County.
This may be the first time that I can remember. We've got punched in the mouth coming right out into a game.
Yeah.
We've got to see how we're going to respond to something like this.
Right now they are the prey rather than the predator. Hopefully that will turn around. Monterey in possession. We do trail by 10. It's early. 3 minutes remain in the first quarter. West runs the point for the Wildcats. He's at the top of the key, goes around a screen set by Coleman, the right wing, gets it over to Paxton Payne. Payne goes inside, and Ben Bailey comes up with a loose ball. Gunner Silk now being defended by Peyton West, and a Bulldog turnover gives it back to Monterey.
Give Bailey some credit. That was a rejection. That was a block by Ben Bailey right in the middle.
Bailey showing that he as well can be aggressive. West has the ball. Monterey slows it down a little, using their size to their advantage. Even their guards are around 6 feet tall, maybe a little taller. One of the best Monterey teams we've seen in several years. Outside shot taken out by Tyrus West. No good. Rebound, though, by Paxton Payne, and he'll be fouled by Ben Bailey. Bailey picks up his first. Team's fourth. No, fifth, Thomas. Team's fifth of this first quarter. Monterey only with one team foul at this point. 2:45 remains. Monterey in possession. Shots taken by Tyrus West. No good. Rebound Gavin Silk. Nice to see Silk back on the floor. Coach Edwards said he's only about 75%, though. Bailey misses on a three-pointer from the right corner. Rebound Kate Painter. Painter drives, and he'll get a layup, but that's to be negated. Absolutely, charge called. A good play by Kate Painter for the Wildcats. However, a charge was called on that play. Silk inbounds to his brother Gunner Silk. The younger runs the point right now for Clay County.
That's the type of play we need right now. Something to change momentum.
A turnover. A turnover now as the ball stolen by Paxton Payne. But just as easily, B.J. Emerson forces a steal. Gunner Silk comes up with a loose ball, and a foul is called against Peyton West of the Wildcats. Clay County needs to use this energy.
Both teams are making some frustration fouls right now.
Look at this crowd here.
They're kind of frustrated with each other out there, I think, some of the players are.
I think they are. We do have a packed house. As you well know, Clay County fans travel very well anywhere we go, and the short 45-minute trip up to Monterey has not failed to produce a good crowd. Several from Salina here tonight. Monterey's turned out to watch their 4-0 District 6A boys team as well. Clay County now possession. Gunner Silk runs the point. Illegal screen called against Gavin Silk. He was trying to set a screen for his younger brother Gunner, and a foul called. That's the sixth team foul against Clay County. They will, and we're still in first quarter action. A minute 55 remains. Clay County trails 14-4. Been that score for a while now. Ball's worked inside to Cody. Cody gives it over to Paxton Payne, and Payne scores. Monterey leads 16-4. Ben Bailey, right wing for the Bulldogs, gets it to Gavin Silk, top of the key. Silk to his younger brother Gunner. Gunner back to Gavin. Gavin drives. He's very aggressive, but a walk call.
Oh,
Silk got to the basket and actually scored, but a walk call before the shot went there.
Gavin looks pretty good. He was quick on that break, getting down the lane. The ankle don't seem to be bothering him right now.
No, he's sliding and shuffling very well. I put him above the 75% that Coach Edwards thought he was at. Three-point shot taken by Michael Cody. No good. Rebound Gavin Silk. He gets it to Gunner. Gunner runs the point. Gunner back to Gavin at the top of the key. Back to Gunner. Tiernan on the floor right now along with Emerton and Ben Bailey. Silk wants to drive. He does. His shot blocked by Paxton Payne. Payne gives it over to Parker Payne. Parker back to Paxton. They may be brothers, I'm not sure. Paxton was fouled, though, from right block as he was attempting a layup. Shot was no good, but he'll go to the line to shoot two.
I didn't see a lot of contact. But.
No. We were talking during the girls' game, Coach Watson. We're courtside tonight. First time we've been down here. Nice place to watch the game from, but you got to have your head on a swivel to see all the action.
Yeah.
First free throw shot was hit by Paxton Payne. Second one also is successful. Monterey leads 18-4. And timeout taken. 30-second timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Dogs trail by 14.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here at Monterey High School. We got 4 points on the board for Clay County. Heath Kimes has got them all.
He certainly does, and it's been a while since we have had points. We're under a minute to play now in the first quarter, 50 seconds. Clay County in possession. Gunner Silk runs the point, and we've seen Woodcock and Kimes and Ashlock on the bench for a while now. Gavin Silk drives into the lane, and he'll be fouled by Tyrus West, and Silk will go to the line. Hopefully we can add to our point total. Currently we trail by 14, 18-4, 42.8 seconds remain. Coach Watson is Thomas said a moment ago, this is really the first time we've seen Clay County coming out of the gate down by 14. We're on the road against a good team. What needs to happen here?
But it looks like we're not getting position for good shots on offense. We're not in sync. Doesn't look like Daniel. We're not catching the ball ready to shoot. And it seems like we're about a half a step completely out of sync.
Hopefully we can develop and improve on that. 2 free throws. The first was missed by Gavin. The second one hit. Scores now 18-5. Monterey in possession. 30 seconds to play. It looks like they're content to try to run some time down now. Currently the ball's over on left block in the hands of Coleman. It was not Coleman. I apologize. That was Grayson Randolph. Randolph was fouled, though, by Gunner Silk. And that'll be Clay County's 7th team foul of this first quarter. 8th team foul. 1-1 now as Randolph will go to the line. Ben Bailey, Sage Tiernan, and B.J. Emerton along with Gunner Silk will all sit down. Clay County now has Mason Sharp, Landon Woodcock, Jake Ashlock, Heath Kimes, and Gavin Silk on the floor.
I think we're trying to find a combo that's working tonight.
Coach Edwards playing a lot of different kids in different combinations. Front end of that 1-1 was missed. Rebound Woodcock, he goes to Kimes. 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Dogs trail 18-5. Kimes with it on left wing, gets it to Woodcock. Woodcock to Sharp, under 5 to play. Woodcock fires from outside. It's
that's
good.
That's good right there.
3-point shot by Landon Woodcock to end the first quarter. Hopefully gives some momentum to Clay County as they trail 18-8 at the end of 1.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Bear a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Don.
We return here to Monterey High School for the start of the second quarter. Clay County trails 18-8, but they do have the ball. Woodcock now has it at the top of the key. He'll be defended by Paxton Payne. Woodcock ended the first quarter with a beautiful three-point shot. The Paynes are brothers. We've just received a text message from Rob Edwards' wife, Gina Edwards, and the Payne boys from Monterey are brothers. We felt like they were. That's Parker and Paxton Payne.
I think they're coaches
for the Wildcats. Their dad is Steve Payne at TTU.
Yeah, yes. And then the two West boys, I think, are the coach's sons.
Yes, that would be correct. Clay County, after the ball went out of bounds, will inbound again here. Woodcock to Sharp. Sharp has possession of the ball. He's at the top of the key. Works to Kimes on left wing. Kimes now to Woodcock. Woodcock over to Kimes. Kimes slows it down. On the floor for Clay County, Woodcock, Ashlock, Gavin, Silk, Sharp, and Kimes. Mason Sharp now with an 8-foot jumper. No good. Nice look at it, though. Rebound, Michael Cody for the Wildcats. Cody, the largest man on the floor tonight.
He affected Sharp's shot right there also.
He did. Nice defense, Bang. Wildcats in possession. Michael Cody takes a three-point attempt. No good. Rebound. It looks like Jake Ashlock, but it's called out of bounds on Ashlock. Monterey will maintain possession. 6:58 to play here in the second quarter.
I believe there are about 500 officials in the crowd didn't agree with that one.
You're right, Coach Watson. You're right about that. Under 7 minutes to play now in the first half. 6:50 on the clock. Monterey misses a shot. Rebound Gavin Silk gives it up to Kimes. Over to Woodcock. Woodcock fires the three. He's good. He's hit his last two from three-point land, and the score now is 18-11. Clay County knocking on the door. 6:30 to play in the first half, and here's 2 points from Michael Cody from Monterey. Kimes now pushing the ball for Clay County back to our end. As we said before, they're shooting at the hoop on our right here. The Monterey High School, the Wildcats are shooting at the hoop on our left. If you're trying to visualize the game, Kate Painter has it on right wing for the Wildcats. He works inside to Michael Cody, but a foul called against number one, Jake Ashlock. I believe that might be his second. We'll have to check the board here. It is the ninth team foul against Clay County. That was Ashlock's first. Ninth team foul of the first half. 1-1 for Cody. He hits the front end, earns the right to shoot the second. Next team foul against Clay County. We'll put the Wildcats in the double bonus, earning the right to shoot two free throws on all fouls after this. Cody hits the second one. 22-11 now is the score. Clay County trails by 11. Kimes has it right wing. Shoots the three ball. It's good.
You got to have that.
Like you said, they're kind of inviting him to take that outside shot. Let's pray that he continues to do so. If he's going to shoot it that way, 3 points for Heath Kimes. 22-14 is the score. Under 6 minutes to play now. Cade Painter takes a three-pointer. No good. Rebound Gavin Silk. Kimes comes up with the ball. Foul being called against Grayson Randolph for the Wildcats as he tried to stop Kimes' forward advancement up the court. Nice to have Gavin Silk back on the floor. He missed about a month of action due to a high ankle sprain, and we missed his rebounding and post presence. Nice to have him back.
Yes, it is, absolutely. He's a little bit more of a physical force in there.
Gavin, not necessarily a tall player, but an outstanding physical size as he scores two from right block. And more important than his size and his girth is his aggressiveness and ability to score. Score now 22-16, Clay County after trailing by as much as 14, now trailing by 6, and we have forced a turnover. Mason Sharp has it, and he's going to have his pocket picked by Peyton West, but that ball rolls out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession.
You're talking about Silk. He don't care who's down there either. He's dropping his shoulder, and he's diving to the paint, and he's going to score. He won't be denied.
You got that right, Thomas. B.J. Emerton inbound now. 5:12 to play in the first half. Clay County trails by 6, 22-16. Kimes runs the point, calls a set play. Clay County begins to execute. Kimes drives, high post, kicks to Ashok. Ashok goes up pretty strong. No good, though. And the ball kept alive by B.J. Emerton. And Clay County gets another look at it as Kimes has the left wing. He's directing traffic now. Silk sitting at high post. Ashlock on low block. Woodcock at right wing. Now Silk has it at the top of the key. Don't see this much. And we're going to see a drive out of Gavin Silk one-on-one. And his shot will be rejected by Dalton Coleman. And the Wildcat fans enjoyed that.
Pretty interesting. Isolating Silk one-on-one at the top of the key. He made the most of it.
He got to the rim, but yeah. The shot was the play.
You just can't coach that other 6 inches in height.
No, you cannot. Landon Woodcock gets his third three-pointer of this first half, all from the left wing here. And the score now, 22-19. Clay County trails by one possession. Coleman has the ball, high post, dribbles inside, takes the shot, no good, gets his own rebound, goes back up, and it will fall. But more importantly for the Wildcats, Coleman was fouled. He'll go to the line to attempt the three-point play the traditional way. That's the third team foul against Gavin Silk. Silk probably will sit the remaining 4 minutes and 12 seconds of this contest. As Monterey now leads by five, you hate to have Gavin out of the lineup for that long. But the Dogs have been used to playing without him. The free throw attempt was missed by Coleman. Rebound Kimes, he's in possession now. Gives it to Woodcock. Woodcock drives, gets to the rim, does not score. Rebound, Peyton West for the Wildcats, and he'll be fouled. I'm not sure, Woodcock. Foul being called on Woodcock, and we already have, I think, 12 team fouls. They quit tallying them, Coach, at 10, but already 10 team fouls against Clay County here in this first half. West will go to the line to shoot two. The first was good. Score now 25-19. Clay County trails by six. Second shot's away, also good. 26-19, Clay trails by seven, 3:50 to play here in the second quarter. Kimes has the ball, left wing drives inside. Beautiful play by Heath Kimes, who just drove past Dalton Coleman and other Wildcats. Kimes clearly the quickest man on the floor. 26-21 is the score. Payne has the ball for Monterey. He gives it up to Painter at the top of the key, who goes back to West. West back to Payne. Payne back to West.
Looks like we're going to zone here, Coach. Maybe a
1-3-1,
yeah,
maybe?
Maybe not. They're matching up out of it.
Cade Painter takes a three-point shot. He finds the mark. Monterey shooting well from outside tonight. 29-21 is the score with 3 minutes to play here. Emerton takes his first three-pointer of the contest. No good. Gets his own rebound, though, back inside. And he'll get an assist as he feeds Jake Ashlock.
Great pass.
It was a great pass. And I think that's Jake's first points of this contest. And he was fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot for the chance to earn a third point on this play.
Did go up strong, took the harm that time, double clutch, put it up from his right hand, and finished it off with the free throw.
As we discussed this contest prior to its inception, you mentioned that we needed a good, strong effort by Jake Ashlock in the paint tonight due to the size of the Monterey Wildcats, and certainly on that play he delivered. 2:53 to play in the second quarter. Score is Monterey 29, Clay County 24, and the Wildcats have possession. Peyton West runs the point. He gets it to Painter, left wing. Painter hands it back to West. West now to Tyrus West. West feeds inside to Cody. He can't handle the ball. Goes outside with it now. And we're going to see a foul call against number 21, Dalton Coleman.
And we're going to get a shoot of one and one.
We now get to go to the line. That was the eighth team foul against Monterey of this first half. You know, when you see 10 and 2 on team fouls, the refs kind of even it out in time, it seems like.
I'll tell you what, we talked about getting punched in the mouth. Clay County's responded here. They got their feet back under them, still trailed by five, but you get that feeling they're comfortable now. They're back in this game.
And it's kind of like as Ashrock hits the front end of that 1-1, you know, with coaching football all these years, you always try to tell a kid, hey, go out there on the opening kickoff, find somebody, get the butterflies out of your system. It looks like it took the better part of the first half for Clay County to do that here in this basketball game, but certainly they've done it.
Three-point ball game.
Ashlock hits those each free throw, and it is a three-point game, 26-29. Dogs trail by three. Wildcats have possession, 2:20 left here in the second quarter. Peyton West runs the point for the Wildcats, defended by Heath Kimes. He passes to Cade Painter, right wing. Painter drives into the paint, puts up a shot, but he traveled. Clay County has the ball now, 2:08 to play, and we could tie or pull within one on this possession. As we mentioned, both teams undefeated in District 6A play at 4-0. Monterey 15-2 overall, Clay County 11-4 overall. Each of them have dropped games to some similar opponents. I believe Macon County and Van Buren County, the lone losses for the Wildcats. Woodcock drives inside and he'll be fouled. I'm not sure if it's on Coleman or Painter. It looks like Coleman. He'll pick up his second, I believe. Maybe his first, they're saying on the board. No, I was right. Second personal foul for Dalton Coleman. 19th foul of the first half for the Wildcats. Woodcock at the line to shoot two, as it was a shooting foul. First one's good. Woodcock also a good free throw shooter, 79% on the year. Coming into tonight's game, he'd hit 103 of 130. As we mentioned, Woodcock is the leading scorer on the team, averaging 20.3 a game, and he hits that second free throw as well. Clay County, Thomas, is drawn within one.
You know, they were down 18-4 early in the first quarter, and now have come back within one, and Gunner Silk gets the pick.
Gunner with that steal. He gives it up to Woodcock, drives inside. He converts. First lead for Clay County of this first half, and a timeout taken by head coach Adam West of the Wildcats, I believe. No, just a whistle blown here. I thought a timeout being called. Official stopped play, went to the scorers table and gave some instructions.
Well, they gave Monterey a break there. They didn't have to burn a timeout and kill this momentum for
them. They did. Clay County leads 30-29. West with the ball. He runs the point for the Wildcats. Drives inside over the shoulder pass over to Coleman, and Coleman converts from the paint. Monterey reclaims the lead, 31-30. Woodcock right wing gives it up to Gunner Silk, the freshman. Gunner been playing a whole lot since the start of the holiday tournaments. Woodcock with the ball, top of the key, wanting to shoot the three. Gives it to Silk, though, and he pulls the trigger on three, no good. Rebound Michael Cody. He gives it a full court pass.
They give it back to it.
They did. He was trying to find a cutting Peyton West, but that ball went out of bounds. Under a minute to play now in the second quarter, 58.4 seconds. Clay County trails by one, 30-31, a valiant effort fighting back after trailing 14-4 to open up this contest.
Coach Evers got to be feeling good about the resiliency of this Bulldog team.
Silk works inside the Woodcock. Woodcock operates from right block. He goes up, and his foul shot was no good, but it was a shooting foul. He'll go to the line for two. And it was also the 10th team foul. Both teams now in the double bonus. 44.1 seconds remaining. Woodcock looking to tie it up here. And he does with that successful free throw. 31 all. We knew this was going to be a good one, and it has proved to be so far. Please stay with us as we wrap up the first half and conclude this game. Coming up here at Monterey, Woodcock fires again on the second free throw. It's also good. Clay County now leads 32-31. 40 seconds remain. Wildcats have the ball. West is defended by Gunner Silk. Screen set by Coleman. West works around. Over to Coleman now. Gets it to Painter. He fires the three. No good. Rebound by the big man, Michael Cody. He puts it back up. Good for two. Monterey back out in front, 33-32. Mason Sharp fires a three. No good. And that ball's kept alive by B.J. Emerton, and Woodcock comes up with the loose ball. Gunner Silk now has it top of the key, 10 seconds to play. Clay County trails by one. Silk wants to drive against Lee. He does, but he carried the ball.
Oh, wow. You don't see that call much.
Got his wrist underneath and kind of turned it over there.
I think it's one of these I've seen this whole season, I believe.
5.3 seconds. Wildcats inbound. West drives up the court, gets it to Painter. He fires a three, but traveling called against him. His feet slid when he caught the pass. 0.3 seconds to play here. I don't know that Clay County can actually catch it and get a shot off in 0.3 seconds, but it is their ball. They trail by one, but fortunately, this is just the end of the first half, not the end of the game.
You know, I like the grit of this young Gunner Silk at point. He hadn't converted on any of these attempts, but he's not afraid of the moment.
That's right. That's right. Pleasure to watch. I did not make it out to the holiday tournaments and see him play in those contests, but, you know, he's done a great job. He's averaging 1 point. He's averaging 2 points a contest, even though he hadn't played a lot. And Clay County inbounds the ball. It goes off the fingertips of B.J. Emerton, and the buzzer sounds. Clay County trails by one, 33-32. Here at the end of the first half at Monterey High School, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play a few ads, come back, do a little halftime show. Stay with us. It's going to be a classic. Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a look at area scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsor, here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burkesville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here at Monterey High School, and it's been an exciting first half. Clay County trails by one, 33-32 to the Wildcats, but they were down 18-4 with about a minute to play in the first quarter until Gavin Silk entered the ballgame, scored, and Landon Woodcock made back-to-back threes, one at the end of the first, one at the beginning of the second. He's got 15 points at the half. Heath Kimes has 9, Gavin Silk 3, Jake Ashlock 5, and then for Monterey, Michael Cody has 8, Dalton Coleman have 8, so that's 16 points in the paint for the Wildcats. Peyton West 5, Grayson Randolph 5, Cade Painter a 3-pointer, and Paxton Payne has 4 points. Again, Monterey leads 33-32. We'll be back here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here to Monterey High School, where it's halftime of this boys' contest. We knew it would be a good one, and it's living up to be so. Monterey leads 33-32 at this point. We're about 3 minutes away from second half action, so at this time we're going to go ahead and throw a few scores at you from girls' contest around the area. Earlier tonight, Clark Range defeated Jackson County 55-41. That makes Clark Range Lady Buffalo 17-1 on the season, 5-0 in District 6A play. Clay County won 75-34 here at Monterey. And Trailsdale County, Lady Yellow Jackets picked up a win at Red Bull and Springs. They beat them 48-44 in District 6A play. The boys, Clay County's here, battle of the district unbeatens against Monterey. Clark Range's boys, they're tied for third place in the district. They're playing against Jackson County, who's also tied for third place. Each of them have 2-2 district records. Pickett County's boys, they're tied for sixth. They're 1-3 in the district. Playing Gordonsville's boys, they're also tied for third. There's a three-way tie for third. Gordonsville's boys are 2-2. In the district. In the eighth place, Trailsdale County Yellow Jackets, who are 0-4 in the district, but a really good basketball team. They're playing it tied for sixth place, Red Bowen Springs, who are 1-3 in District 6A play. We'll try to bring final scores from those games on the post-game show later on tonight. That's been the District 6A Boys Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. No bug left standing. We've got a minute and a half left here, Coach Watson, before this second half tips off, and I'm sure that was a pretty energetic halftime talk by Coach Edwards to his boys. There, a lot of energy coming out of that second half. What do you tell your kids?
Well, then, you know, you say, you know, hey, look, we took the best they've got, and we're still in it. You know, hey, they can't knock us out. I think they know that, and of course, now they're going to come back a little tougher too, maybe. But we've shown them something.
That's right. I think you're right. I think we've shown that we actually, when we want to, Thomas, can be better than them. What you were saying, a huge second quarter, I think.
It was all about that second quarter, which I didn't get to mention in my halftime stats there. We outscored them 24-15. Landon Woodcock had 12 of his 15 in that decisive quarter, made the comeback, took the lead about three or four times there, I think. But they took it into the halftime.
It was an impressive second quarter for sure. And we've seen Woodcock do that throughout the season. He may be quiet for several quarters of a game, and then he'll just be real big in a long quarter. I think he's had up to as much as almost 20 points in a single quarter this season.
Something else we talked about coming up here. I thought the three-point shooting of the Bulldogs would be key tonight. We're making a pretty good percentage so far. We've only made four, but we haven't missed that many either.
That's
been deadly on them.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are set here on the Horizon Sports Network for the inception of this second half of play. Monterey has the ball and the lead, 33-32. Coleman has it at the top of the key. He works over to Painter. Painter into the paint from high post. Shot's no good. Rebound, Landon Woodcock. Monterey opened up shooting it pretty hot, and they've cooled off a little, starting to miss some shots. Almost like the Gordonsville game a few weeks back, you know. You got to think at some point somebody will start missing. Clay County now stalling, killing time. Sharp from the corner, he fires and hits that three-pointer. Mason Sharp has established himself as a dangerous threat from behind the arc. He's a 44, about a 40% shooter from behind the arc.
That's pretty good shooting.
It is. It is. He's hit 40 of 101 coming into tonight's contest from three-point range.
That's like
Clay County.
That's the same as 65% from two-point shooting.
Well, that's right. That's right. A good point. Clay County now has the lead, 35-33 after that sharp three-pointer. And actually, after a turnover was created, Clay County has the ball now. Jake Ashlock at high post has it, tries to go inside to B.J. Emerton, but that ball is stolen by Dalton Coleman. That's not Coleman. That's Grayson Randolph. I'm sorry. Randolph goes to Painter. Painter outside to West. Heath Kimes defending West. West drives to the basket. Underhand shot attempt. No good. Rebound to Ashlock. Ashlock to Woodcock. Woodcock comes down. Well defended by Peyton West. And Woodcock goes inside and scores. Woodcock has all kinds of range. He's good at the post. He's good outside. Good from the free throw line. Very complete player. Wildcats now into the paint. That's Grayson Randolph. 2 points for him. Back and forth so far in this early third quarter. 6:15 on the clock. Heath Kimes fires from three. No good. Clay County does lead 37-35, but Monterey has the ball after they rebounded the missed Kimes three-pointer.
But that's a shot Kimes has got to take.
It is. We saw him hit one of those earlier. I feel good about him hitting more of them. The big man in the middle, working in the paint, Michael Cody for the Monterey Wildcats, draws a foul and will go to the line. That foul was called against B.J. Emerson, his second personal foul, Clay County's first of the second half. A lot of big men, not good free throw shooters, but Cody has shown he can be tonight so far as he hits the first of these two. Cody now prepares for the second, releases, and he's automatic on it as well. We're tied up at 37. Woodcock with the ball for Clay County. surveys the defense, lets his offense work. He goes to Sharp on right wing, Sharp to Emerton, Emerton to Kimes left wing. Kimes looking for an outlet. He gets to Emerton, Emerton to Ashrock, back inside to Emerton. He gets to the rim. It scores. I believe that B.J. could have slammed up that one if he wanted to. He was right up there next to the rim. Nice little play between Emerton and Ashrock.
Absolutely. Great give and go.
Now we see a near turnover as Heath Kimes was defending against Michael Cody. Cody, a pretty good ball handler for a big guy.
He's put on a lot of weight from last year, though. He's a whole lot bulk here.
Using it to his advantage, though. As we see Dalton Coleman hit a long two-pointer to tie this game back up at 39. Kimes runs the point for Clay County. 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Heath at right wing. Feeds Ashlock. Ashlock inside to Woodcock. Woodcock well defended by Coleman, and his shot was no good off the bottom of the backboard. Good defense by Mason Sharp. He was trailing down the floor defending Grayson Randolph, and Thomas, I think that ball actually landed on top of Sharp's head.
He was using his head on that one.
He certainly was. Wildcats inbound, nice inbound deny by the Bulldogs. They finally get it into Painter. He works against Sharp, and Painter scores. Cade Painter has several tonight, 7 or 8, I guess. Kimes now runs the point for the Dogs. 4:30 to play in the third quarter. Ashlock fires a three-pointer, no good. Dalton Coleman gets the rebound, and quickly he goes to Michael Cody, and Monterey all of a sudden has the momentum and a four-point lead.
That was a big turnaround there.
It was. 43-39. And Heath Kimes now called for a travel. Not something you see Heath do a whole lot. Maybe his feet were just too quick for the official's eyes.
We're in the midst of a 6-0 run right now.
Yeah, we
take this four-point lead.
Monterey to inbound, 4:17 to play here in the third quarter. Bit of man pressure being applied by the Dogs in the backcourt. They beat the pressure, though, the Wildcats. Cade Painter has it right block. He drives inside. Clay County fans wanting a traveling call against Painter. No whistle blows, though. Peyton West puts up a shot from block, defended by Kimes, no good. West gets his rebound, kicks it to Painter, top of the key. He shoots and hits it. Monterey now leads 46-39. 7-point lead for the Wildcats. And much like the opening quarter of the first half, opening quarter of this half sees Clay County trailing. Coach Rob Edwards takes a timeout as his team trails by 7. 3:39 to go in the third quarter.
For the better part of the century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
We return here to third quarter action. Clay County trails 46-39. On the floor for the Dogs out now, Sharp, Woodcock, Gavin Silk, Emerton, and Kimes. Silk has it right block. He works. Misses his shot. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. Good. Gavin Silk, a very impressive player. As I mentioned earlier, we missed his presence on the floor. He had to leave early in the first half. He picked up 3 fouls, Coach Watson. And a foul now called against Heath Kimes, and Heath not happy with that call. I believe that may be Heath's third personal.
Mason. Got Mason on
calling on Mason, okay. Official stop play now, approach the scorer's table. Foul was on Sharp, you're correct, Coach Watson. His second, team second of the second half. 3:10 to play here in the third quarter. Monterey leads 46-41. Heath Kimes doing an excellent job defending Peyton West. West gives it up to Coleman. Coleman defended by Silk, and that shot's no good. Silk comes up with the ball, and here he comes. He goes all the way to the rim. That shot rejected, though. More looks like a foul to me, even though whistle blows. And Coleman comes up with the ball. He feeds it to Payne. Payne feeds it to Painter, and he pulls the trigger on the three, and it's good. Cade Painter celebrating. He better watch it there, making a technical call for excessive celebrating. And Clay County now finds themselves trailing by eight. Heath Kimes has it for the Bulldogs. Left block and a foul call against Cade Painter. Against Landon Woodcock. Woodcock will inbound after the foul from the baseline. Monterey's first of this second half. Painter's second personal of the game.
I tell you what, I've never seen somebody so excited about making a shot or two. A little bit of attitude from the Wildcats on that side after that run.
Well, Painter's mom, Allison Cropper, a former Clay County Bulldog, I'm sure he knows a lot of these Bulldogs personally. Big game for that young man in this one. Wildcats have possession. Technical being assessed against head coach Rob Edwards. Coach Edwards looking awful flushed in the face over there. He's quite upset at this moment with that official. I'm not sure what transpired, but I do know Coach Edwards has a good presence over on the bench, and whatever he said to that official needed to be said,
I'm sure.
I'll tell you what transpired. Coach Edwards is fired up, too. This is one way to get your team moving when they're down on a 9-0 run. That's good coaching right there.
I agree, Thomas. Free throws were hit there by Payne. Or actually West, I'm sorry, Tyrus West on those free throws. Monterey now leads 51-41. 2:22 remains here in the third quarter. Big
That's
district 6A battle going on. Both teams 4-0 right now. Clay County trails by 10. The Wildcats go up 13 as the big man, Michael Cody, hits from three-point range. 54-41 is the call. Full timeout being taken by head coach Rob Edwards. Clay County trails by 13. Stay with us here.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation. Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride. Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We've returned to action here at Monterey High School, and Landon Woodcock approaches the free throw line after he was fouled on a shot attempt by a Monterey Wildcat. That Wildcat was Paxton Payne. Woodcock hits the first of his two attempts, drawing Clay County now within 12. 54-42 is the score. Woodcock fires the second, hits it as well. 11-point deficit now as we see Gunner Silk and B.J. Emerson come onto the floor for Clay County as well as Mason Sharp. We'll reset the lineup here. We've got Gunner Silk, Mason Sharp, Jake Ashlock, B.J. Emerson, and Gavin Silk. Wildcats in possession of the ball. Paxton Payne with it left wing. He's called for traveling. The Clay County fans show their approval. As we mentioned earlier, a good crowd from Salina has made the trip up the road tonight, and they want to be heard.
Minute 40.
You know, Monterey was on a 17-2 run right there to get that big lead on us before those Woodcock free throws.
17-2. Wow.
Well, they did a 9-0 to start. Gavin Zilk scored a bucket, and then they scored 8 in a row to prompt that timeout.
Jay Cash not called for traveling, and Monterey takes possession. A minute 35 left to play in the third quarter, and Monterey has an 11-point lead. West to the top of the key, works it over to Paxton Payne. Payne goes baseline, well defended, though, by Mason Sharp. Cody has it left wing. He goes back to Peyton West at the top of the key. Three-point shot taken now by Tyrus West, son of head coach Adam West, and that three-pointer was good. Monterey has a big 14-point lead. Gunner Silk now wanting to drive against Peyton West, the point guard. I believe head coach Adam West has two sons playing here, Tyrus and Peyton. And a foul was called against Peyton that time.
You know, a lot of time left in this game, Coach. We've already been down big once. I think we can make a run and get back in this
Absolutely.
Thing. Plenty of time left.
Absolutely. We're going to have to come out this fourth quarter, though, loaded for bear and ready to go after him. Minute 7 left to play in the third. Ball's inbounded to Gavin Silk. He puts up from the paint. Defended by Dalton Coleman and partially deflected. Coleman done an excellent job thus far defending from inside the paint. The three-point shooting of Monterey is just out of this world as we see Tyrus West hit another three-pointer and a lot of celebration from West after that three-pointer. I'm kind of interested to see that a technical foul has not been assessed against the Wildcats. I'm not saying I want it to be, but, you know, it does appear there's a lot of celebrating and an official is talking to him at this point.
Yeah, he's made two tonight, so he's getting excited about it.
Woodcock goes to the line to shoot free throws as he was fouled down at our end, and he hit the first of those two. Clay County trails 60-44. They trail by 16 at this point, 47.3 remaining in the third quarter. Woodcock eyes the mark here for his second attempt. Shots up. He connects. Heath Kimes checks back into the game for Gunner Silk. Wildcat ball. They have a 15-point lead. Coleman inbounds to West. West over to Painter. Painter defended by Woodcock. Woodcock to Randolph. Back to Coleman. Now to Peyton West. He'll run the point. Defended by Heath Kimes. Foul called by Heath. Foul was on the floor. That's the fourth team foul for Clay County. Heath Kimes his third personal foul, and he'll go set down for the remaining 33 seconds of the quarter as Gunner Silk checks back in for him. Monterey inbounds. 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Coleman has it behind the arc. Little alley-oop play inside to Tyrus West, and he can't handle the pass. Turnover. Clay County will take possession. 26 seconds remaining in the third. We do trail 60-45. We trail by 15. Gunner Silk runs the point for probably the final possession of the third quarter. Silk drives inside, kicks it out to Mason Sharp. He fires a three, air ball attempt. Rebounded by Coleman, throws it all the way down to West, but Sharp will have no part of that as he stepped in front of the pass and knocked it out of bounds.
I like that play by the young man there. He did, got the air ball on this end, didn't hang his head, got back down the
good
floor.
Good hustle, not giving up on it. Certainly was. Sharp, a sophomore, doing an excellent job this season for head coach Edwards. Wildcats inbound. They go into the paint to Cody. He misses his shot. He gets his own rebound, though. Second attempt putback is good. Two more points scored for the Wildcats, and they lead 62-45. Foul now being called against Monterey. Is a Monterey play. I don't think it was intentional, but just absolutely ran right over a Bulldog. Subs check in for Monterey with 0.4 seconds to play, making sure a starter doesn't pick up a foul. Ashlock inbound to Gunner Seal. 0.4 seconds. He did not have time to get the shot off.
It's the end of the third here at Monterey High School, and Clay County trails by 17, 45-62. Stay with us for the conclusion.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communication solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that, powerful communication solutions powered by fiber networks, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The fourth quarter is underway here at Monterey High School. Woodcock has it at the top of the key for Clay County. He's working, being defended closely by Wildcat. Woodcock lost his footing, fell to the ground, and lost the ball. Monterey comes up with that loose ball turnover, and it's Tyrus West working against Mason Sharp. Nice little turnaround fadeaway jumper by him. Two more for Tyrus West and two more for Monterey as they now lead by 19 points over Clay County. 7:30 to play. Times drives inside. The Bulldogs need points, and they need them now. Times on the shot attempt was fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Coach Watson, Monterey, due to the excellent shooting in the third quarter, just is pulled away at this point to this huge 19-point lead.
West has been extremely hot. I mean, he's turned a loose ball over the floor.
Yes, excellent shooting. Players kind of get in the zone sometimes, and it seems like anything they throw up will go in, and certainly West is a good player to add to that streak he had on. Kimes missed the first of his two free throws, shoots the next, and it's good. Score now 64-46. Timeout taken by head coach Adam West from Monterey.
Are you looking for quality health care timeout close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
How far?
Clay County trails. Monterey outscored them 29-13 in that quarter, that decisive third quarter.
Wow. Halftime score was the one possession game. Monterey just pulled away, and they add two more to it right now as Michael Cody picks up two more for his tally on the night. The lead for Monterey and even 20 points. Woodcock has it left wing. He works it back over and gives it to Heath Kimes. Kimes goes inside to Ashlock. Ashlock working against Cody. He'll lose the handle on that ball. Peyton West comes up with it, kicks it forward to his brother. And his layup's no good, but the follow-up by Michael Cody is good.
To put it away.
He did. And Monterey right now with all the momentum and a big lead, 68-46. Foul called against Clay County. Offensive foul. Illegal screen set against Jake Ashlock, his third, team's fifth of the second half. The big man running the ball now for the Wildcats works it back over to Peyton West. West cross corner to his fellow West in the corner, and he continues his shooting. He hits another three-pointer. Tyrus West nails another three. Monterey leading 71-46. Kimes drives. His layup's good. 71-48's the score. 6:15 to play. Kimes. It was Kimes. Thomas wasn't sure who scored that. He was motioning to me. Heath Kimes on that layup, Thomas. 71-48's the score. It's now Tyrus West fires again.
I don't know what to do with him.
He's hit another three-pointer. I don't know what to do with him either, Coach Watson. He's having one of those nights. Excellent night for that young man. Now we see Heath Kimes driving in again. He's kind of taking things into his own hands. He scored the last four for Clay County now. 74-50 is the score. Monterey getting threes and Clay County twos, though, at this point. Turnover for the Wildcats. Actually, jump ball called. Heath Kimes and Coleman were tussling for it, and Kimes doing an excellent job of hustling these last few minutes. But head coach Rob Edwards will send in five new Bulldogs. We see Sage Tiernan, Gavin Silk, Jared Markham, Gunner Silk, and Ben Bailey coming onto the floor. Dogs trail by 24 with 5:36 remaining. Painter has the ball now for the Wildcats. Works over to Cody. Cody back to West. Pass intercepted by Ben Bailey, and he'll be fouled by Peyton West. Tyrus West, the one of the West that has been doing all the scoring, appears to me to be a younger brother, Peyton, playing the point guard, getting a lot of the assists. 1-1 free throw attempt for Ben Bailey now. As Clay County's in the bonus. 17 fouls called against Monterey. Ben hits the first, earns the right to shoot the second. 74-51 is the score. Bailey eyes the mark. Second one's away, and it's good as well. Clay County trails by 22. 5:20 to play in the fourth. West crosses the timeline, feeds it inside to Randolph. Randolph good for two from the right block. 76-52. Bailey with the ball drives baseline. He'll be fouled by Tyrus West. .506 remaining here in the fourth. Monterey, a very solid basketball team. We knew that making the trip up here tonight.
They
15-2 overall, 4-0 in district play going into this contest. Bailey shoots the first of two free throws, and it's good. Bailey showing some promise from the free throw line here these last few moments. He's missed, he's about a 50% shooter on the season. He was 5 of 11 coming into the night's contest. Peyton West now runs the point, gets it over to Lee. Or actually Cody. Cody over to Painter. Fires a three. No good. Rebound by Cody. He goes back up for two more. That young man has a whole lot of points tonight for the Wildcats. Gunner Silk with the ball. Works to Jared Markham. Silk now will fire from three from the top of the key. Rolls in. Rims out. No good. West with the rebound. He works ahead to Randolph. Randolph back to West. Shot no good. Rebound by Cody. His shot no good. Rebound Sage Tiernan. Tiernan has it for the Dogs. Comes across the timeline with it. Gives it up to Gunner Silk. Silk fires from three. No good. Foul called against Gavin Silk. Tyrus West with the rebound. Silk fouled him.
Silk has pulled up
Gavin
the lane.
Gavin starting to limp a little bit now. Silk's been out for about a month with an ankle injury. Just the second game back from action, I think. He played in the contest against Macon County the other night. I think he'll probably sit down and be done for the night. That's his fourth foul and a noticeable limp.
It may be hard to do, but you got to give Monterey credit tonight. I have to say they're a good basketball team. They played well, but they're shooting. That hot shooting hand in the third quarter is what opened this game up and got them to where they're at right now.
Certainly it has, and they've consistently shot well throughout. They had a bit of a slump during the second quarter. Other than that, they've done well. Clay County now back in possession. The score 78-53. Clay County trails by 25. And make that 23 now as Ben Bailey gets two more points on his little running jumper in the lane. Bailey doing a good job this year coming in and playing a solid utility role for Coach Edwards. Bailey now to flex the pass, goes out of bounds on him. Monterey will maintain possession. Substitution now for Monterey. We see Jackson Billings coming into the contest. And Grayson Randolph sits down. Peyton West fires a three, no good. Rebound by Paxton Payne. He turns around, puts up a jumper. no good, but an offensive foul being called against Monterey. And that's going to send Clay County to the free throw line.
Well, we've got a timeout here.
A timeout has been taken. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
You drive for a great deal on a new car or truck. A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Birchville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Virtual Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Want to be treated?
We return here to action at Monterey High School. Jacob Burnett takes the front end of a 1-1, misses that shot. Peyton West comes up with the rebound for Monterey. Wildcats in possession. Jackson Billings has it right wing, works it to Paxton Payne. Kate Painter now with the ball top of the key. Painter back to Payne. He's defended by Jared Markham. Painter now takes a three-pointer, and it is good. On the floor for Clay County, Gunner Silk, Ben Bailey, Sage Tiernan, Jared Markham, and Jacob Burnett. Markham takes a shot inside, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of a Wildcat's hand, though. And Clay County will maintain possession. As we now see head coach Adam West for the Wildcats pulling his starters from this contest.
Right,
they deserve to sit. They've had an outstanding game. And subs are in for the rest of the way. We have 3 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Ben Bailey fires from three, no good.
I tell you what, this may be the biggest win Monterey's had in a long time.
Right well, we mentioned coming into this contest since 2008, since consolidation, Clay County's boys were 23-1 against Monterey.
Off one time. That I can't remember when it was.
2014 was that last win. That would have been Tyreek Key's freshman year, to put that in perspective a little bit. It would have been a while
back.
They've
had to wait a long time for it. I guess they deserve the right to enjoy it.
They have.
They do.
As strong Bulldog fans, obviously it's hard for us to witness this defeat that's transpiring here in front of us, but Monterey certainly is deserving and has worked hard at this. Head coach Adam West, you know, as I was congratulating Coach Edwards this morning, when I said, hey, you're 23-1 against this bunch. Well, Coach West is more than 23 against us, so good for them here as we have under 3 minutes to play, 2.5 on the clock, actually. Monterey leads 81-57. Substitutes in for Monterey. We'll try to bring you those names. That was number 14, Kevin Borges, who scored for the Wildcats. Ben Bailey with it now for Clay County. He feeds Sage Tiernan. Tiernan over to Jacob Burnett. Burnett drives in, puts up a shot. No good. High off the glass. Monterey comes up with the rebound. It's Jackson Billings. He feeds it to Tucker Phillips, who's now running the point. Phillips works over to Bryce Davidson. Back to Phillips. Phillips now gets it over to Lane Phillips. Back over to Davidson, who fired from three. No good. Rebound Ben Bailey. Bailey now driving down the floor. And a timeout taken. Let's see. Substitution timeout. Thank you, Coach. We see Stephen Webb.
I think Coach Edwards just burned one there to try to get the young man in.
Yeah, Stephen Webb comes onto the floor for Clay County. Coach Edwards now has emptied his bench. We see with the addition of Webb to the lineup, we have Jacob Burnett, Ben Bailey, Stephen Webb, Jared Markham, and Sage Tiernan. Ball was just stolen, I believe, from Jacob Burnett by Jackson Billings, who will score on the layup. 85-57 is the score. Minute 22 remains. Tiernan now drives inside. Feeds Markham. Markham puts it up in the paint. No good. Markham strips the ball, though. Puts it back up. No good. Tiernan with the putback this time, and it is good. Markham and Tiernan swapping out turns there, and Sage Tiernan comes up with 2 points as we have 1 minute left to play from here on Monterey Mountain tonight. Scores 85-59. Wildcats in Wildcats' favor. Rebound now for the Wildcats. By Lane Phillips, his shot put back up is no good. Foul called against Monterey. We'll have to see what Bulldog will go to the line to shoot.
You know, this should serve as a big wake-up call for these Bulldogs.
Yes,
right here.
Is.
You can see them across the way sitting on the bench, got their heads down. They're really soaking this in. A close loss is different than getting blown out of the gym, and that's what's happened here tonight.
Certainly so. Jacob Burnett fires on the front end of it wasn't the front end of a 1-1. It's the front end of 2. We are in the double bonus. Monterey has 10 team fouls and more substitutes come onto the floor for Monterey. I don't believe we have the numbers of a few of these young men, but with 50 seconds left to play, you won't have to go long without hearing us know someone's name. Tucker Phillips runs the point now for the Wildcats after Burnett missed both of those free throw shots. And a young post player from Monterey, number 34, I'm not sure his name, delivered. He was fouled by Burnett. And his shot was good, so he'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. 38.7 seconds remain. Clay County trails by 28 points, 87-59. Tiernan with the rebound after that young man missed his free throw. Tiernan wanting to go coast to coast, and he does. Basket counts. He was fouled on the play as well by Tucker Phillips. So Tiernan will go to the line after hitting that layup to try to complete his own three-point play here.
I think Coach Edwards wants these guys come out here tonight with a feeling that they don't want to feel again. I believe it's kind of what he's doing. But they don't want to feel that sting in their belly anymore.
It's been a long time since Clay County has lost the game by this many points, currently trailing 87-61.
I don't think most of these guys have ever had to experience this, so it is a new experience for them.
That's true. Monterey fires a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Ben Bailey. 10 seconds to play, 87-61 is the score. Bailey has it right wing. He works with Jared Markham. 5 seconds now as Bailey fires a three. His shot, no good. Ball will go out of bounds. Be awarded back to Clay County as it went off the hand of a Wildcat. 1.6 seconds here to play in this contest. Clay County going to fall to 4-1 in district play as the buzzer sounds. Monterey will go to 5-0 in district play. 16-2 overall. Clay County falls to 11-5 overall as the Bulldogs lose 87-61 here tonight in Monterey. Stay with us. We'll come back and do a post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players, both the girls' and boys' games, by play-by-play announcer Daniel Crum, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson. A final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation. Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We return here to the Horizon Sports Network for the Farm Bureau post-game show. We're going to do the West Morgan Management wrap-up right now. Final thoughts and stats from the Dogs game tonight. We did have a bitter defeat tonight at the hands of Monterey Wildcats. Monterey scored 87. We only came up with 61. Monterey opened up the game early with a big lead. We battled back. They pulled out again, and we never battled back after that point. Thomas, you're the statistician. Anything of interest to share?
Well, I think it's kind of a tale of two halves. You know, we got behind 18-4 early on in the first quarter, fought our way back, trailed by one at the half. Actually took the lead, took a 37-33 lead with a 5-0 run to start the third quarter. And then things fell apart. I mean, Monterey just started shooting out the eyes. They went on a 9-0 run. Gavin Silk scored, made it a 17-2 run. Outscored us 29, had 29 points in the third quarter, 29-13, to put this thing on ice pretty much.
Right. I mean, we probably put together one good quarter tonight. And
right.
Of course, you know, if you can come up with that many points in one good quarter, I mean, you know, that's something to build on. And we just need to come out angry
24.
Next time.
Scored 24 in the second quarter. We did to outscore them 24-15 and kind of get back in it. You're right, Coach. One good quarter. Not very good basketball for Clay County tonight either.
No, we never did really get in sync. We didn't have that look that we've had in the past. That look of confidence, where you know when the guys got the ball, you know they kind of felt like, hey, you know we're going to do something with it. And tonight it just wasn't there.
It wasn't. And if you look at the scoring, it wasn't there either. Landon Woodcock did lead the way with 21 points tonight. Had a huge second quarter. 12 of those came in that second quarter. And then the only other guy in double digits was Heath Kimes with 14. We all know he scored about 6 of those in trash time right there at the end. And then, you know, after that, 5 points. You know, Jake Ashlock had 5. Gavin Silk had 5. Ben Bailey had 5 late. You got Mason Sharp, made 1 3-pointer tonight. Didn't take many shots. They did a good job on him. Didn't leave him with some openings. He finished with 3 points. B.J. Emerton, 2. Gunner Silk, 2. Sage Tiernan had 4. And that wraps up the scoring for Clay County.
Physical size of Monterey was greatly to their advantage tonight.
They really didn't have a good inside game. But
they
the size makes a difference when they need the big rebound thing like they got it, or they got that extra putback that size.
They did.
But as far as the inside game, no, they didn't take it to us inside.
They didn't score a whole lot of points in the paint.
They didn't
really.
Have to,
I mean, I don't really chart those. I think the two big guys had 8 apiece at the half. Cody ended up with the leading scorer. Michael Cody had 20 points tonight. But it came from the outside. I mean, if you count them up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 8 3-pointers in that second half for Monterey. Tyrus West led the way. He had 4 3-pointers. That's what the difference in this game was.
Those were such energetic, momentum-filled, you know, plays, much like we've seen our guys do many times before. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the Bulldog Wrap-Up, sponsored by Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing for over 30 years and proud supporters of Clay County Athletics. Now, we're not done yet. On the Farm Bureau postgame show, we're going to do one more section of ads from our sponsors. We're going to return and announce the top players from each of the two games tonight and do one final budget pest control scoreboard update. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burstall Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts or maybe GM Goodrich service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burstall, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
We return for the conclusion of the Farm Bureau postgame show here from Monterey High School, and it's time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's game. First of all, we'll look at the girls' contest. We've selected Taylor Strong, the junior guard, who ended up tonight playing a lot of posts for Matt Walker and the Lady Bulldogs. She ended up with 23 points.
About six of those came from the free throw line. Three of those points came from behind the arc, and the rest were field goals that she pretty much posted up and drove in the lane, Coach Watson.
So many folks now are trying to go with something like a box and one and trying to pick her up all over the court, and look like Coach Walker has reacted to this a little bit, and he's changed the style of play where instead of necessarily trying to get her open, he's just putting her in an open spot and giving her the ball, and she's making good things happen.
I tell you, he's got that duo. It's almost darned if you do, darned if you don't, because when you focus on one, the other comes about. Kenzie Arms had 21. So that pair, you almost hate not to pick them together sometimes. We went with Taylor tonight. She edged out Kenzie by two in total points. So Taylor is the...
She's become that complete player.
She
has.
Inside.
Her inside, outside. Just like you said. She's stronger this year, seems like to me. She can take a little hit and still make the basket, that kind of thing. So really doing a good job for us is Taylor Strong.
And you mentioned way early on that her time in volleyball this year probably helped with some of that aggressive and strength.
And running
stuff
up to the net and jumping in the air is really the same motion as coming up, pulling up, shoot a jumper.
Exactly. Let's go to the boys,
Tom. On the boys' side, our TDS top player has to be Landon Woodcock. Honestly, not a whole lot to choose from here by the Dogs tonight. They just got smacked in the mouth. It was a wake-up call for Clay County tonight here in Monterey. But Landon Woodcock, he's a leading scorer. He had got about his average, 21 points tonight. Majority of them came in that second quarter. He kind of got this thing turned around for us, made those back-to-back threes, got us back in the game early, did a pretty good job, was physical inside for his size against those big guys, had a good game for us. Nobody had a good game in the second half.
That's true. It was a tough boys' loss, but we are happy to give that honor to Landon. Him and Taylor Strong were tonight's TDS top performers. And brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We're going to do now a budget pest control District 6A final update. Got a few final scores for you here. Obviously tonight, Clay County fell to Monterey 61-87. Over at Clark Range, the Buffaloes defeated the Jackson County Blue Devils 54-42. We do not have final scores from the Pickett County Gordonsville game. I'm sure that was an excellent boys contest. Don't know who won it yet, though. And last place in the district, Trousdale County, they were 0-4. They went up to Red Bull and Springs tonight and beat the Red Bulldogs 53-46. So Trousdale County got their first district win tonight. We called the game with them a few weeks back. That's a dangerous team. Dangerous team. So that has been the budget pest control scoreboard update. Putting pests under arrest for over 22 years is budget pest control. Well, guys, it's been a tough one tonight. Girls had a great game. Boys had a heartbreaker. Final thoughts from either of you gentlemen?
I would like to do a special little shout-out to one of the substitutes tonight. I sit and watch the girls' game, and I watched Dory McLean, and she impressed me. Not that she did anything spectacular, but the court presence that she showed to me as a coach, that she was watching the ball game and looked like she was trying to learn every time up and down the floor. And I think that maybe a bright future there for the younger sister of Caitlin McLean.
I agree. Yeah,
a lot of good young players on that team.
That's right. Yeah, sitting there and wanting to learn and wanting to do is half the battle.
My final thought is Clay County, again, I said it several times, they got smacked in the mouth tonight.
And it's got to make them mad.
That's right. This team's got to respond to it. This hasn't happened in a long time to our Bulldog basketball team. It's time for it. You know, when you have that kind of success, you need to kind of be brought back down to earth, and that happened here tonight. I just kind of hate it to these Monterey Wildcats.
Yeah, well, we don't particularly like them anyway.
No.
Well, the good thing about basketball is it ain't going to be too long before we get another crack at this bunch. So we'll have them in Salina before too long. Ladies and gentlemen, girls won tonight, boys lost. We're going to go ahead, and for Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, and for everybody here at the Horizon Sports Network, we say good night.